at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Terror attack. How likely?
Frankly, it's got them very, very worried.
Iraqi civilian killed.
This is a case not just of murder.
Don't know. I don't think in many ways, again, the debate is hard. The question is, will
you be asking about it in 5 weeks?
World quite News often,
Roundup.
The president will
Our
make statements when it is, in fact,
country again.
Are you comparing
CBS
this
News correspondent Jim Stewart says government officials say they've connected a series of dots, arrests, since last summer, along with a weekend anti-terror raid in Toronto.
The probability is that there are some that they do not know about. Quite frankly, some of them say they would not be surprised if this happened before.
But CBS News security consultant Randy Larson says perspective is important in assessing the threat believed to come from terrorists within the country.
They are not capable of a sophisticated attack like 9/11. The chance of a small-scale attack like we saw in Spain or in London on the subways, that's quite possible, but we should not be overreacting. It's going to happen, but it's going to be small-scale.
Picked up last week in a Canadian terror plot appear in court today, and all 17 arrests were made. And Mike McDonald, of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, says more may be on the way.
An attempt to try to maintain the traditional media institution that has maintained one meeting for a period of
centuries. In one of the cases of civilian killings in Iraq, some Marines have apparently admitted to premeditation. CBS's David Martin says the incident happened in
for the murder of an Iraqi civilian last April, have made statements admitting they set out that night to kill an Iraqi. They were looking for a man they believed was an insurgent responsible for attacks on Marines. When they couldn't find him, they went to another house, pulled an unarmed Iraqi into the street, and shot him.
Attorneys for the men expect murder charges will be filed. A mixed response from Tehran. Iran's top nuclear negotiators reviewed a package of proposals presented today by the European Union. Ali Larijani says their incentives include positive steps, but also some ambiguities. Larijani described today's preliminary talks as constructive. Lawmakers from both parties love to travel, often on the dime of corporations or groups looking for a legislative edge. Live to CBS's Jim Chenevy. And Jim, how much do these politicians, how much are they on the road?
Well, Nick, according to the Center for Public Integrity, about $50 million worth of private paid trips in just the past 5.5 years. Now, these are officially called educational work trips, but the center's top watchdog, Wendell Rawl, says the destinations tell the tale.
Hawaii and Antigua. And at the Greenbrier, and Florence, and Paris.
And despite all the talk about reforms, Congress has repeatedly rejected bans on private travel, and nothing in the current proposals would change that. Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Senate debate resumes on a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage. Colorado Republican Senator Wayne Allard backs it.
Two women or two men simply do not meet the criteria for marriage, as it has been defined for thousands of years.
But Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada says this is not a change worthy of the Constitution.
Why would we be asked to change this American masterpiece? Will it be next to Constitution dictate the cause of divorce?
The measure is expected to fail when it comes up for a vote tomorrow. She's safe and sound.
I thought I was never going to see my baby again.
But Erica Isasaga says her 5-day-old daughter Priscilla is back after a weekend kidnapping. Lieutenant Roy Bassett is with a Lubbock, Texas PD.
Considering what she's been through the last couple of days, this little baby is in remarkably good shape.
Police have arrested Stephanie Jones, who had visited the family in the hospital several times last week before allegedly disappearing with the child on Sunday. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Senate beginning debate on a proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard sponsored the amendment. He told his colleagues on the Senate floor the debate is not intended to be divisive.
We have a duty to, at the very least, discuss the state of marriage in America.
Allard says he wants lawmakers and not judges to decide who should be allowed to get married. Three helicopters, including two Chinooks, will continue the aerial search for a Colorado climber and her friend Authorities have been searching in Denali National Park and Preserve since last week for Sue Nod of Vail and Karen McNeil of Alberta, Canada. A helicopter crew was able to spot tracks yesterday on the 17,400-foot Mount Foraker, but a park spokeswoman says the tracks didn't go toward the summit, they just ended. McNeil and Nod left base camp May 12th and began their climb of the ascent route on May 14th. The climbers had told people at base camp that they did expect to complete the route in 10 days. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, as this morning's drive begins to fill in, we are still accident and stall-free across I-25, I-70, 225, as well as C-470. Our one heavy patch across southbound I-25 lies up on the north end between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. But south of here, you've still got a great shot heading into downtown. Now, across northbound I-25, we have had a full closure of that Yale off-ramp for about the past 5 weeks or so. That is now completely reopened, so feel free to use that ramp all morning long. Now, the rest of the highway commute is off to a great start. In today's forecast, we're going to see that.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses,
Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
It came for the communists and nobody said anything. And then they came for the Jews and nobody said anything either. And then finally when they came for me, there was nobody left to say anything. That's kind of a shortened version of that whole World War II Nazi thing. And I can't think of the reverend who thought it up. So you're caught in this situation if you're a talk show host, if you're a if you deal in opinion radio, you're caught in this whole kind of catch 22 in which if it's in the news, you got to talk about it. If it's something you feel that it's strong enough, you got to talk about it. If it's something you feel is wrong, you got to talk about it. Like hearing the president yesterday. I don't think civil rights, be it for gay people, African Americans, Hispanics, women, white Christian males, whatever the case, I don't think it should be in the hands of the voters. Here's presidential spokesman Tony Snow having a little bit of trouble yesterday at a White House press briefing with the very question about gay marriage and civil rights.
Are you comparing this to various civil rights measures which have come to the Congress over the years?
Well, this
is a civil right
marriage. It actually, what we're really talking about here is an attempt to try to maintain the traditional meaning of an institution that has maintained one meaning for a period of centuries. And furthermore,
civil rights?
No, I'm just saying that I think, well, I don't know. How do you define civil rights?
Not up to me, up to you.
Okay, well, no, it's your question, so I need to get a more precise definition.
And there's an ABC news poll out, which I had a copy of it somewhere around here, and I don't know what I did with it, but it indicates that the majority of Americans are against gay marriage, but also a majority of them are against the whole amendment idea. So the dilemma I find myself in on June the 6th, 2006, or 666, is whether we get into this at all or not today, or whether I follow the advice of a few emailers who said, Jay, there are so many other important and more important pressing things going on out there. How can you get sucked into the same debate that this is pandering by the Democratic Party to its base, or I'm sorry, by the Republican Party to its base, that it's pandering to its base, that it's simply nothing more than pandering to its base, and that it's a diversionary tactic along with so many other things that they've pulled, rather than confronting the real problems facing the country, which are, of course, the war in Iraq and the deficit and the health care crisis and global warming and energy independence and education and so many, you know, other problems that we face that are just too numerous to list at this particular time, and that it's not the kind of thing that the average American sits there and thinks about every single day, because what's going on here is that there's so many other things happening. But you know what? Even though the average American doesn't think about it, and the average American may sit back and say, well, it doesn't affect me, it may affect the average American's kids. What do you do if you have a gay child? Do you deprive your child of the right of happiness? And parents have to struggle with that idea. Or if you know somebody who's gay, and you get into the situation where, well, do you want to deprive them of happiness? And should people's civil rights, the right to be happy, the pursuit of freedom, liberty, and justice, the right to be happy, the right to a meaningful relationship with another caring adult, the right to be able to have such things as survivor's benefits, and power of attorney, and all of these things that married couples take for granted, these rights, do you put those up to a vote? Or do you, as Bush said yesterday, or do you, and I love this when the Republicans do this, when they talk about activist judges. Okay, when it's something they don't like, then the judges are activists. When it's something that they do like, then they applaud the judges 100% and say that they made the right to decision. You might remember that Tom DeLay promised to raise holy hell against all the activist judges, even though many of them were conservative, in the whole Terri Schiavo situation. So what do you do about this? Do you confront this head on? Do you talk about it? Do you show support to gay brothers and sisters who may be listening to this program? Do I do that? Do I say, yeah, you know what, I stand behind you. Yeah, I'm with you. And this is all BS. And it should be called for what it is, BS. And then the other thing is, you know what, here's a question that I've asked all kinds of experts on the air, but I didn't ask you yesterday, and it was a stupid mistake on my part, and I should have asked, and I should ask you now about this. Do you think that this is going to save the GOP in November? Do you think that going to this whole cultural wars thing about not only gay marriage, but burning the American flag, do you think it's going to save the GOP in November? Now, we've got several elections going on around the country today. One of them is a closely watched one in San Diego, California, in which Francine Busby, who is I believe she's a city councilwoman, is running for Duke Cunningham's old seat against a Republican, Brian Bilbrey, I believe is the guy's name. And this is to see who takes over the seat now that Cunningham's in the ha-ha, or, you know, in the slammer in the Crossbar Hotel. And a lot of people are going to be watching that. Also, a lot of people are going to be watching to see how Ned Lamont does against Joseph Lieberman in Connecticut, as Lieberman faces his first primary challenge in a long, long time. Now I got off on that tangent and forgot what the question was. Oh, the question was, do you think that this is going to work for the Republicans? Will it work for the Republicans again, and will it cause us defeat in November, considering they have no other place to go, and it's all out, as Ed Schultz, I heard him saying yesterday, and he's right, it's all out, raw meat pandering to the base. And do you think it'll work? 303-713-7600. The critics on this, by the way, are divided. I heard Howard Fineman of MSNBC saying he thought that the Bush crowd at Rove had gone to the well one too many times on this. So do you think that this is going to work? Is this a winning strategy? Get off your half moons and contribute to the program. You too can become a talking head political pundit, and it's absolutely...
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable...
Quality. So you can't get paid on your insurance claim. What now? If payment on your claim has been denied, what do you do? What can you do? You don't have to just take it. There is an entire body of law dealing with bad faith insurance practices. No matter what kind of insurance policy you're dealing with, the law of bad faith applies. It doesn't matter if it's car insurance, disability insurance, medical bills, health insurance, or HMOs. The simple truth is that the insurance companies have to comply with the laws. They have to treat your claim in good faith. If you have an insurance issue, you just can't be ignored. Your claim has to be handled appropriately and in good faith. Simple words with powerful meaning. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've handled matters like this for years. We've helped the consumer negotiate these insurance law mazes. If you have an insurance problem or question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached 24 hours a day at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat. Nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss. Hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tin Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tin Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Going to the cultural well, do you think this will save them in November? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. Will the marriage debate be able to steer the country's minds off so many other things, including the war in Iraq and also the national debt, energy independence, the price of gasoline? I mean, you know, the list could just go on and on of stuff that this president has gotten us into. And obviously they have nowhere else to go. So yesterday we tossed over the whole moral aspect of this whole gay marriage ban. Now, you know, the Marriage Preservation Act or whatever, what a fancy name they want to give it, do you think it will work and it will pull it out in a very, very bleak outlook that they have towards November? Let's go to John in Castle Rock. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, John.
The short answer to your question is hell no.
You don't think so?
I firmly believe that about 40% of the people will always vote Republican, 40% will always vote Democrat, and that there's the 20% in the middle that are always in play at any given election. And those 20% are concerned about things that are far more important than a bunch of politicians that are on a ridiculous stump speech. You know, a few years ago, with fewer problems, they might capture a few more percentage points of that 20%. I don't think it's going to fly this time.
You don't think it's going to make it? You don't think that it's going to help them win in the ground game in November?
I don't think it's enough to tilt the balance in their favor. I think it's enough to grab a couple of percentage points out of that 20%, but not enough to tilt it for them.
Do you think social conservatives see this for what it is, that it's pandering, that the administration has kept quiet basically about this whole thing for a couple of years, has said nothing about it, and then all of a sudden comes out and all of a sudden starts talking about it, before the November election? Do you think they see it as what it is?
I think that the true intellectual conservative sees it for what it is. The wing nuts see it as their red meat and will take anything that George Bush says as gospel.
All right, John, thanks, man. Drive safe.
You bet, thanks.
All right, John thinks that they've gone to the well one too many times with this and that that they won't get it. I just wonder, I mean, how long has this guy been in office now? 6 years? He said very little about this for over 6 years. Now all of a sudden he starts talking about it. And now all of a sudden the GOP starts talking about it. And now all of a sudden they're debating this in the Senate and they start talking about it. I mean, is it enough of a payoff? Will it work? Will it get the social conservatives, the wing nuts, will it get them to the polls? I mean, will they run to the polls now because they're getting what they quote-unquote think that they really want? 303-713-7600, three lines open here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I'm just asking your opinion about this. Some pundits say yes, some pundits say no. Some say that it'll work only in a few states. Some say that it will not work in states where there is no gay marriage amendment on the ballot. Will it work here in Colorado, where we do have one on the ballot? Will it work here? Will it help Bob Beaupre? Will it help Tom Tancredo? Will it help Marilyn Manson Musgrave? Will it help any of those candidates? Or will it hurt them? Here's Steve in Green Mountain. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I think the problem is the Republicans, they understand the economy's down, gas is out of control, the war is still going on, and immigration. So they got to come up with something to deflect everything else away from the real issue. And I think after this election in San Diego, I hate to say it, but when you got a 75% base and the Republican is going to hold that seat, under the circuit, even if it was like 51-49, the Republicans are going to go one of these deals. We told you so. When push comes to shove, we're going to go ahead and we're going to keep this seat. And this will maybe shut up the rest of the country now. And the Republicans are not fearful of what's going to happen in 2006.
What happens if what happens if Francine Busby, who's ahead by a couple of points, what happens if she wins?
Well, that would be William Sapphire's last column that he wrote. I remember before he retired in the Times and everything, he said 2006 will dictate the next 20 years. And I honestly, truly believe that. Which brings up another quick question, not off point, but I just wanted to hear your opinion because I have not heard this. With the Democratic National Committee, the think tanks of the Democratic Party and everything, how difficult is it for Dean, the base, and the rest of the Democrats at this particular time that they're going to have a situation with Hillary, who wants to stay the course in Iraq and then keep the troops there and everything, which got to be pulling these people's hair out. And because I think Kerry's going to try to come back again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Gore, who actually won by 1.5 million votes back in 2000, I just got a funny feeling. I hope that this doesn't split the party. I think they could unify it. We've got to go a different direction. And I just wanted your thoughts on the think tank and the powers to be in the Democratic Party. How difficult is it going to be to swing Hillary?
I don't know. You know, I don't know how difficult it's going to be. Only she can make that decision. I think it's still a long way off. And I'm like you. I mean, I long for Al Gore to come back and give it a try again. I wouldn't even mind John Kerry going in and giving it a try. I like Russell Feingold, so I think there's plenty of other options and plenty of other choices. Mark Warner,
Mark, think that they would be satisfied with a Hillary win just so that we could have her in the White House, and we know that she could win that White House, even if her opinions on the war are the same. Anyway,
I don't know.
Listen, Jay,
too soon
great
out.
Program. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Too soon out. Can't tell. Oh, it's a long way away. Have to see what shakes out before you even answer about that. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Let's go to Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was calling to let you know I'm a Republican, and I could care less about the gay marriage thing. If they are dumb enough to think that it's going to divert my attention from what I think are the real issues, being border, the oil, you know, I told you before that I, you know, the Iraq war doesn't bother me. But
is it enough? Is it enough to get you stirred up to go to the polls?
I you know what? It's my God-given right to vote, and every time I can vote, I vote. And them doing this stupid stuff, not going to change the fact that I'm going to go vote for the person that I think is the right person. And it has nothing to do with Republican, Democrat, none of that.
Because you know that's what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get the hardcore base out to make sure that they show up in November.
Absolutely. And if those people do it because of that, then they're dumb too.
Well,
gay marriage, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way you do. I mean, I think the whole topic is, it's not ridiculous because I feel like it's a civil rights and a human rights issue. I think the whole idea of having a debate about something that you know is not going to work because simply, look, we're not going to get a, you're not going to get a constitutional amendment. You know what? How hard would it be to get a, pick any other topic of your choice and think about how hard it would be to get a constitutional amendment in this country. Think about any other topic. This one has little or no chance of going anywhere. They're doing it as a show horse type of deal. And I wonder how, many people actually see through this and see what they're up to.
I can't imagine people don't see what's really going on. It amazes me that they keep going back to this. Nobody cares.
Well, it's because it's worked for them in the past. Do you think they've gone to the well one too many times with this?
But you know what? In the past, when they've gone to it, it doesn't bring me to the polls to vote because of that. It's other issues. They need to take care of the real problems in the United States.
Yeah, but you know what? In all due respect, I don't think they're looking towards people like you. I think they're looking towards people like the James Dobson crowd.
That may be true.
That's who they're looking at. They figure, here's what they figure. They figure they have you, okay? Or at least they've halfway got you. So they know you're going to turn out, and they figure they got a better than even chance of getting you to vote for them, but they are scared that the wing nuts in your party are going to stay home because they're angry because their social conservative views are not being taken into consideration.
Well, I mean, I don't know. If those people, as you call them, the wingnuts, don't realize that the people in office don't do what they say they're going to do until right before elections come up, and then they start banging the drum saying, hey, look at us, we're really conservative, then, you know, if those people can't figure it out and vote on the other issues, then that's their problem.
Yeah, if they don't realize they're being conned. All right, Mark, thanks, man. Good call. Thank you for the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 631, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. So, Amelia, do you think that the Republicans have gone to the well one too many times on this whole cultural issue, this whole cultural war issue?
It's a bit strange to me. I was doing some research about the banning of gay marriage, and one of the Republican arguments is that it strengthens society to keep marriage between only a man and a woman. And I find that... that argument just
that
has
weird?
No basis.
Or that they talk about the effect on children.
Yeah. Oh, that's a touchy one.
Well, you know what? How many people out there would like to come forward and admit that their parents were gay, and that they're fine, and that they're in heterosexual relationships, or that they're in whatever kind of relationship, and they're tax-paying citizens, and they're not in jail, and I mean...
That's strengthening society.
Yeah. It poisons the kids. You know, how about this idea? Can only a man and a woman raise a child? Can a woman and a woman raise a child? Can a man and a man raise a child?
Absolutely. And I think that a good piece of proof for that is that a single parent can raise a child. So if you just add another person into that relationship and have a loving commitment to that kid, it's only going to make it better.
Yeah, I wonder if there are people listening who want to answer that question. Would it bother you if you were raised by two women, if you're a guy? Would it bother you if you were a girl? Would it bother you if you were raised by two men? Would you be embarrassed if your parents were gay? Or would you just take it as being an everyday thing? How much effect would it have on the children?
You know, I personally think it's all in how you're brought up. And if it's shown to you the correct way in a healthy way, then you're probably going to be okay with it.
Would you love your father any less if you found out he was gay?
Absolutely not.
No, me neither. Me neither. Ridiculous argument on the part of these people. All right, 6:33. It's 27 minutes in front of 7. Progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Well, thank you, Jay. We're off to a great start this morning. We do have the typical build-ups and the usual locations, but fortunately, no big crashes or stalls to slow us down this morning. Our worst stretches, though, lie along southbound I-25 now between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th. Also south of here, heading down between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Across southbound I-225, watch for heavy traffic between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange, and those eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also heavy now between Federal and I-25. In today's forecast, we're going to see that high up around 93 degrees, and we are currently at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway in Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
61-6400, or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's this cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed PE.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed PE.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses.
Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? The answer is Sudafed PE. Maximum strength relief of even your worst sinus symptoms without a prescription.
This congestion.
Sudafed PE.
Sudafed PE. Maximum strength sinus relief.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I think my fuse has been pretty good as of late. 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 88, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Asking you if you think that the Republican Party has gone to the well one too many times when it comes to this whole cultural wars issue and the issue of gay marriage. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And you want to debate the aspects of the thing, you can do that as well. And the idea, too, that, and I just had thought of this in the conversation with Amelia, one of the things that they always bring up is the family. Can kids successfully be raised by two women or by two men? Can that happen? Or is that a threat to the family structure? Gays getting married and adopting kids. Is that a threat to the family structure? I wonder about that. But I wonder if this is all going to work. I wonder if it's going to work for the Republican Party, which has nothing basically to run on this year in the midterms. Name anything that they've done that has turned out to be right. Name anything that they've engaged in that has turned out to be a success. Name anything that they have put their hands on that has worked. Any idea whatsoever. All of their ideas have been discredited in the public arena and have crashed, basically. And I wonder if they can take the public's mind off this. And you know what? I don't even think it's about diversion. You know what I think it's about? I think it's about getting those social conservatives wound up enough to go to the polls to help them out in November, in which they perceive they're going to be in a very, very tough fight for control of the Congress. So they're pulling out all the stops. Now, if you put yourself in their position, would you do the exact same thing? If you knew you were facing all of this bad news, look what happened to the stock market yesterday. But if you knew you were facing all of this bad news, what would you do? Would you fight the election on the issues, or would you turn around and would you go to the old culture wars, the wedge issues, to see if they will work? And then, you know what? Maybe I should throw this question in as well, since we're having trouble getting people rousted up and going here this morning. How do you confront these wedge issues? In other words, do I do as some of the emailers said yesterday and suggested that I stay away from this topic? Because I'm not talking about other things that are going on? Or how about those of us that feel that this is a civil and a human rights issue and that we can't sit and be quiet about it? That we don't feel that it's right, that this is not the kind of America that we want to live in. 303-713-7600, three open lines, and let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, we got him on this one. We just do. I just feel that. And the reason I do, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Allard in the Rocky Mountain News, and the guy standing next to him has got that "I'm going to heaven and you're not" smirking his face.
Oh, you're
Allard
talking,
is,
yeah.
Allard is looking confused.
Yeah, you're talking about Matt Daniels, founder of the Alliance for the Marriage Foundation.
You know, and yeah, you got to stay on it. And the reason is because the reason we're in the fix we're in is because we're taking our eye off the ball. And we're allowing this stuff to take front and center. And it's just, you know, and so all this other stuff goes on, and we're not paying attention. And I think we're paying attention now with the gas prices and with the stuff going on with war. You know, we got to. So you got to keep pounding these guys, and we got to get them out of there and get people in there that are serious about running the country.
I agree. I can't wait for Senator Wayne Allard to come up for re-election. I mean, is this the best he can produce with everything that's going on in the world?
Well,
is this marriage amendment?
That this guy's our senator.
I am too.
I never felt that way about somebody, but this guy, I'm just ashamed of it. And you're from Colorado, you got that crazy Wayne Allard.
Yeah, exactly. You mean the nutball that introduced the gay marriage amendment we had the whole question of what went on in Haditha going on?
Well, two things happened, real small things happened in the news the other day. Well, yesterday they interviewed Allard, but prior to that, I read some in the paper the other day about a lady in Utah that supports Bush because he's God-fearing.
Oh, I read that.
That's his base. That's
I read that,
got.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what else goes on, that's all that matters. And then Allard, for thousands of years, we're going to upset the tradition of a marriage of thousands of years. I mean, how many thousands of years is that? Somebody needs to call him on when he makes ridiculous statements like that. That's why I think we got them. They don't have any ammunition here. Nothing.
Yeah, they're out of gas, then, you think.
And, hey, I wanted to just make a quick comment about yesterday. You were talking about why these people are so adamant about this. They have to have converts, whether they force it or not. And that's the only way they can validate their beliefs. That's what the whole thing's about, in my mind, forcing converts.
Are they so insecure in their own beliefs that they can't feel secure unless they get somebody else to go along with them?
It's the way it's always been. And, you know, another comment about it, if people aren't afraid to die, there'd be no religion. Think about that.
Well, yeah, you're probably right about
religion
that.
Couldn't exist.
You're probably right about that. Greg,
all
thank you, man.
Stuff we don't know.
Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, the fact that they've gone to this well, and I agree with you. I think they have gone, you know, to this well too many times. But when your approval rating is at 30%, and you know the only people that really believe in you are these, you know, religious right wing nuts, you've got to do whatever you can. You know, I mean, you were talking about earlier, would you go to the wedge issues? It's not that they really want to, because I don't think Bush really believes in this thing.
No, there's that article in Newsweek, I think it was, or Time. I think it was Time Magazine.
Newsweek,
where that friend of his says he really doesn't give an S about it.
Yeah, and I believe that, but this is the only strategy they have left, because they have nothing else that's working. It's a distraction. I mean, even the fact that you and I are sitting here talking about this shows how bad things are for this administration, and shows how, you know, how really incompetent that they are, that they have to go to this kind of issue to try and get the crazy people to come out to vote for Republicans so they can try and desperately hold on to Congress. Because, I mean, let's face it, Bush knows that you know, if they lose the Congress, there's a real chance that really bad things are going to come out, that all the stuff that they've been able to dance around and lie about, once give John Conyers a subpoena power and see what the hell happens.
Oh, yeah, I thought the same thing. Listen, I've sat there and thought the exact same thing. I mean, I would say that he'd be in a world of hurt. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be bad, but it also shows how dangerous the religious right is. The fact that they can drive a policy decision like this, you know, something
in this White House,
yeah, and not just that, just nationwide.
Well, let me ask you an important question here. Let's say that the results had been different in the election, and John Kerry were sitting in the White House. Do you think they'd wield this much power?
No, they wouldn't.
So under this White House, they can.
Yeah, but they'd still be a threat, but they'd be a threat in an opposition way. You know, all they'd be doing is screaming about how a John Kerry administration was, you know, was anti-Christian. And this is one of the biggest myths that the religious right perpetrates, that somehow they're under attack. You know, and that's one of the things that really drives me. You're right,
that they're being persecuted.
Yeah, somehow we're all, you know, those of us on the left are all anti-Christian. Okay, well, listen, you know, I was vice president of my church congregation for a long time. I used to know the hymnal, you know, backwards and forwards. You know, but that doesn't make me anti-Christian. It's just their version.
Do you know what I've never
understood?
Do you know what I've never understood? 85% of this country reports itself as being Christian. How can a majority be oppressed like a minority?
Well, but you see, they have a very narrow definition of what, quote, Christian, unquote. You know, unless you have that fundamentalist mindset, you're not really a Christian. That's the thing. And the thing is, these people are not New Testament Christians. They are Old Testament Christians. They believe in a vengeful God. They really do. I know. I lived in the South for 26 years in both Alabama and Georgia. And I have seen those congregations from the front pew. And it's scary.
Yeah, I lived in the South for 17 years. Well, you know, it's 666, so you know what? Do me a favor. Do me a favor, Kurt. Be careful, will you, please?
Yeah, somebody was asking on another radio station if Satan exists, and I say, yes, he does. He's being investigated by Patrick Fitzgerald.
Yeah, there you go. See you later, pal.
Okay, bye.
All right, good one. last name's Rove. That's what he uses on Earth. 6:47, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock. More on this coming up at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And then, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Jay Salmanese, president of the Human Rights Campaign, and then we're going to get into the fact.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
5 watch for heavy speeds right between 100 and 4th and 84th Avenue. The turnpike is also bogging up heading eastbound between Federal and Pecos. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees, mostly dry conditions throughout the day. Currently, we are at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an open...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
DJ Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson, inviting you to join me for the next Administaff Sports Luncheon presented by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Join us as we hear about life, leadership, and legacy June 15th at the Hyatt Tech Center as former Denver Broncos great Carl Mecklenburg shares his story.
The number one leadership quality is the ability to hold meaningful relationships. And if you can have that kind of attitude, you're going to be successful in business.
The Administaff Sports Luncheon with Broncos great Carl Mecklenburg, Thursday, June 15th at the Hyatt Tech Center. For more info, visit the FCA at coloradofca.org.
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers Bagels want to give your office a break from the routine. With breakfast for 20 people, go to am760.net for more information. Break your routine with Einstein Brothers Bagels.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
651, or in my radio voice, 651, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. On AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Has the GOP gone to the well one too many times on this deal with the gay rights issue and the whole marriage issue and the whole wedge issue business? Let's go to Pete in Commerce City. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Pete. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Hi.
One thing I want to touch base with you on yesterday that I didn't have a chance to is just, well, I don't understand what the right here is. We have freedom of religion, and they are just so intent on this issue. And I have a friend that's very, very far to the right, extremely religious, devout religious, and he has no problem with gay marriage because he says, in my personal beliefs, in the eyes of the Lord, it can only be between a man and a woman. If the government wants to issue them a piece of paper saying that they're married, that's fine. It's a government thing. It's not a religion thing.
And if they want to find a church to go to, then and you don't agree with the church's doctrine, don't be a member of it, right?
Exactly, and it's just one of these things. My wife's Catholic, I'm not. We couldn't have a Catholic wedding. Now, I had no problem with that. And if a church says we will refuse to allow two men or two women to get married in our church, that's fine. That's freedom of religion, just like I couldn't have a Catholic wedding. So I just don't understand what the right is feeling so threatened on this issue. And also, I just want to say, where's the war on shellfish? Because the part of the Bible that supposedly is against homosexuality also preaches against eating shellfish.
Oh, right, yeah. Crustaceans,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, where's the ban on this? So I just think that there's just nothing left for this administration. There's nothing left, and it's a catch-22 because this is an issue I feel so strongly about is gay rights. But I think with what they're trying to do is, oh, look at those left-wing nuts. They want to help the gay and lesbian cause, and it's just they're so far out there, and they're just trying to do this way
but
because
you know
they have nothing.
You know something? I sent this to an emailer, though. Why the hell don't we just stand up?
Exactly.
Why don't we just stand up and go, okay, you know what? You want to have this debate? We're not going to pander anymore. We're not going to play games anymore. We're not going to fool around anymore. We're going to tell you that this is a slippery slope into everybody's bedroom, that this is a slippery slope into everybody's life, that this is a matter of human rights and civil rights and morality. And the fact is that, you know what? If you don't like this and you want to debate it, we're not going to run from it, and we're not going to allow you to label us.
It's exactly, and that's what I've always said, is we as progressives have got to get a bit more fight in us, because we do need to stand up. And you have a person from the HRC, I've always been a member of the Human Rights Campaign, and this is an issue I've never backed away from. Even when I went to an extremely right-wing college, I never backed away from this issue. I've always raised hell about gay rights. This is beyond discrimination. They're just completely focusing on these people, and that's why you have That's why you have hate crimes. It's because you have presidents like this that are pushing, we're going to put right in our Constitution that gays are second-class citizens. And you wonder why there's so much hatred and hate crimes towards these type of people. It's disgusting. And as progressives, we do need to start raising hell. We do need to say, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore. Because we let the Rush Limbaughs of the world and the Sean Hannitys just push us around with this.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You're 100% right. We've let them dictate for far too long what we're about, what we stand for, how we're viewed. We've let them frame all the issues. We've let them frame us. We've let them do all of that. It's about time we punched back through, and it's about time that we stood up and we said, here's what we stand for. This is the reason why we stand for it. And we'll take you on any place, any time, any state, anywhere. And you know something? The days of us laying down and crawling into a corner and allowing you to tar us as being crazy are over with.
Yeah, because and that's the thing. Is when you look at who is crazy on this, who is the crazy person? This is what I mentioned yesterday. Is you can recognize gay marriage right now. I'm not running off with anyone. I love you. I love your show. I don't mean to break your heart this early in the morning. It's never going to happen between us, brother.
Yeah.
I just don't swing that way. I'm sorry.
Right,
and there's
exactly.
There's nothing in the world that's going to change that. And when you look at who's the quote-unquote wacko here, it's them. We're not going to have any more gay people because gay marriage is recognized. There's nothing in the world you could do to make me gay or you gay. You're either gay or you're not. It's
right,
just
exactly.
Who you are. And I we just need to start raising hell on this issue more and point out who is the weirdo, because I don't know what they're just so terrified. They're so freaked out about this. I just relax. We're not going to – the human race will not die out because we have – gay rights.
Well, they're adamant and angry. I mean, like the guy yesterday who called up who said, well, we're not going to get very far in this. And then he started labeling John and Brush's ideas as being stupid, and I asked him not to do it. And then he got all, you know, angry and then called me like a dirty name and hung the phone up. I mean, he was just so hostile and so angry. And you know what? Now that I look back on it, it was probably like a bad tactic on my part to lecture him about calming down. What I should have done was I should have let him spill out his entire spiel, and then I should have just said to him, just answer me in a very, very calm voice. Why are you so threatened by this?
And that's a good way to answer it. You have to. I feel like
Well, your cell phone's starting to cut out, Pete. I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much. So hang in there. No, I should have. That's what I should have done with the guy. I should have said, well, why are you so threatened by this? What is it about this that scares you, that makes you nervous? You know, what scares you about this? Well, how does it threaten you personally? I mean, if you take any large-scale issue that this country is facing, and you ask me how it threatens me personally, usually I can lay out some way, shape, or form, or plan, or give you a reason about why it bothers me. You know, why does the huge national debt bother me? Well, it bothers me because chances are it's not going to get paid off in my lifetime, and therefore it's going to be left to my kid and my kid's kids and to John Turk's kids, and that bothers me. The fact that the Asians hold so much of our debt, you know, that really bothers me too. That gives, you know, that gives me heartburn. It bothers me. And because I care about my country as a whole, and I see it as leaving us in a very, very vulnerable position. Why do I care about the fact that we burn fossil fuels? I realize right now we have to burn fossil fuels. Someday, hopefully, we won't be burning fossil fuels. Why does that affect me personally? Because I plan to live past 53 years of age, and I'd like to have some quality of life in this country, you know, when I'm in my 60s and 70s. And if we don't address this problem, we're not going to have any quality of life. And I'm not going to have any quality of life, so it touches me personally. How does the Iraqi war touch me personally? It's my tax dollars being used for a lie. It's the loss of my fellow countrymen for a lie. But gay marriage, how does gay marriage affect people like James Dobson personally? Because it's a civil situation in which he doesn't have to participate in. It's a situation in which if they find a church to perform the marriage, he doesn't have to go or join. He, you know, is there room for many interpretations of the Bible and of Jesus, or is there only one official interpretation? And what separates that kind of extremism from Islamic extremism or any other kind of religious extremism? And you know, this kind of stuff creates hate, as Pete in Commerce City said, and also Kurt in Centennial. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Jay Salmanese of the Human Rights Campaign. And then the media is complaining about the Iraqi coverage. Do you agree with them? We'll talk about that, too, coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Fly your freak flag high, folks. Be proud of it. Don't pander to the right. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you are. Stand up to them. And let's give them hell in November.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crossy Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crossy Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Well, reporting live, Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
12 of 17 alleged Canadian bomb makers arrested over the weekend will be in court within the hour. CFRB's Bob Comsic has that.
The prosecution faces a number of challenges, the first being presenting enough evidence to justify keeping them in custody or imposing restrictions on however many of the 17 accused might be granted bail. The challenge for the defense lawyers, to secure bail. The 12 men and 5 youths have been charged under the Anti-Terrorism Act that was put into the criminal code 4.5 years ago. It's just the second time the laws have been used.
Has the government been watching reporters who've made classified information public? That question will come up at a Senate hearing that begins about 30 minutes from now. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will ask the Justice Department today, have you put reporters under surveillance after newspapers revealed recently that the CIA has secret prisons and that the NSA intercepts phone calls in the U.S.? One expert witness at the hearing, Mark Feldstein of George Washington University, says usually government employees who leak are risking trouble.
But the Attorney General has been talking recently about actually going after the journalists themselves, using the Espionage Act to prosecute the reporters.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
If you're not a psychologist, chances are you haven't heard about something called intermittent explosive disorder that almost everyone has heard about, road rage. A study by University of Chicago researcher Emil Coccaro found it's more of a problem than most of us might suspect.
About 4 to 5% of it have the more severe version of it, which is 3 major attacks of explosiveness in a single year.
The disorder tends to show up in boys at 13 and girls around age 19. Overseas, Iran's top nuclear negotiator has seen the incentives his country would get if it agrees to stop working on uranium enrichment that could lead to the development of nuclear weapons. He says the package includes positive steps, but also has ambiguities that need further study. Well, it's wait till next year for Michelle Wee. The 16-year-old golfing prodigy fell 5 strokes short of becoming the first woman to qualify for the U.S. Open. Carolina Hurricanes have drawn first blood in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. Carolina erased a 3-goal Edmonton Oilers lead to win Game 1, 5-4. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An aggressive pit bull is dead, and several people have been treated in Boulder after a pit bull attack forced an officer to shoot and kill the dog. Julie Brooks with Boulder PD says cops were called out to Eben G. Fine Park Sunday on reports of a vicious animal biting joggers. When they arrived there, they found an unleashed pit bull
that was crouching and snarling and approached him aggressively several times, and he continued to yell to the owner to restrain the dog. The owner made no effort to move in and restrain the dog.
The dog's owner, Sarah Mallory, says the pit bull got off her leash and became confused and afraid. The 18-year-old was ticketed. 666, considered by many to be the mark of the beast. Have some worried that the day will inspire would-be terrorists. Sonny Jackson with Denver Police says June 6th is just another day to them.
Right. We're always prepared in the city for whatever may come. At this point, we haven't heard anything regarding to the 6606 date it being anything unusual.
All the devilry surrounding 666 may be more of a godsend for marketers, with new books, CDs, and a remake of The Omen being released today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, the backups continue to grow this morning across eastbound to I-70. We have a 7-car crash working just after Pecos. Right now, the right-hand lane and the right-hand shoulder are tied up. We're backed up to Federal. Also looking at jams across 6th Avenue this morning heading eastbound. Right beneath Federal, we have two semi-trucks tied up here with backups to Sheridan. Now, the rest of the highway drive is just jam-packed. All the slowdowns are in the usual places. But along our side streets, we also have a couple crashes to contend with. Along eastbound Orchard Road at University, we have a 2-car accident working here, as well as another across southbound Kipling right at 470. In today's forecast, our high should reach about 93 degrees today, and we are currently at 68 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Haven't been able to find a carpool that shares your love of metal music in the morning? These days, you don't have to carpool to use the I-25.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can. On Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue, the fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Claire Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Or not, but I think what they understand is that, you know, there are issues facing American families. There are hard issues that we all have to take a hard look at. But if you just put something out there, you know, if you just throw something out there for them to get behind, you know, that which is going to cure everything is this dealing with these sort of runaway activist judges and this ban on gay marriage. I think it's a You know, it's an odd sort of a dynamic in this country, but it's something that that appeases social conservatives and I think empowers them to feel like this president and the Republicans in the Senate are doing what they want them to do. And more than anything, it's going to re-energize them in these upcoming elections.
But here, you know, they've sat for, what, 6 years and said virtually little or nothing about this. And then all of a sudden they come out of nowhere. And suddenly now we're having a senatorial debate on this topic. Certainly even those social conservatives, or as, you know, I like to call them occasionally wing nuts, I mean, certainly they've got to realize that they're being pandered to.
Well, see, that's what I think is interesting about this go-round, is that I do think they realize that. And I think that's why you had, I mean, look, they're in the tank with Republicans and they're in the tank with social conservatives. They've dropped 20 points. Among Republicans and among conservatives. So this is the age-old, you know, what do you do at this point? You go to your base, you go hard to try to fire up your base, and you do it with something like this. The problem is exactly what you're talking about, is that you've got elements within the right wing of the party who are saying, you know, too little, too late, and who are saying, you know, Bill Frist may have been out there really pushing this thing, but George Bush didn't walk into this until the last minute. And even on Monday, you saw this was a Rose Garden ceremony that was pulled out of the Rose Garden and put into the Eisenhower Room, because even the White House thought, wait a minute, this is giving this thing a little bit too much...
too much play?
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, why are social conservatives, why do they think that discrimination against gays and lesbians is okay?
You know, I think it's like anything else in this country. I think that that for a lot of people out there, they're kind of fearful of the unknown. They don't really want to address the real problems or the real causes of their problems. And, you know, I mean, I guess it's sort of a human condition sometimes that we look for an easy answer out. You know, and we, you know, perhaps feel better about ourselves or about our relationships when we can blame somebody else for it. And I think this message that we keep hearing, that the assault, you know, what is it that's causing the problem with your marriage? What is it that is diminishing or tearing at the fabric of the social institution of marriage? It's the idea that gays and lesbians could get married. And,
yeah, but see,
you know,
to me,
easy answer to throw out there to a lot of people, so that they don't look at what are the real causes.
But that doesn't, to me, that doesn't equate. I mean, the real causes that are tearing at the fabric of marriage are divorce and adultery.
Yeah, well, not much of this usually equates, at least not to a rational thinker, because, you know, it's so often the case when you don't really want to look at what it is that is causing the problem. You look for a convenient cause, and it's oftentimes not something that is familiar to you.
Joe Salmanese, president of the Human Rights Campaign, at 7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here with J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The reason I ask you these questions is,
yep,
you've obviously debated these folks before. You have to have a good bead on where they're coming from, and is it to, you know, are the James Dobsons of the world and the Pat Robertsons and the Jerry Falwells of the world, are they using gays and lesbians to amass power and money?
I think that they're using this issue to amass power and money, and that's, you know, it's a great fundraising tool for them. It's a great way for them to say, look, you know, here's what we've got to go out and fight against. Here's what's going to strengthen our institutions, and you know, it's, people are in this country. There are lots of people in this country who are sort of lost their way, who are looking for security, who are looking for some direction, and who are open to, you know, a lot of these ideas that if we fight against the diminishing morals in this country, you know, you send your kids out to school in the morning and you're very fearful about what's going to happen to them during the course of their day, and someone comes along and says, you know, it's all about the decline of the moral fabric of society. There are lots of people out there who are open to that argument and to the idea that if we work on that, somehow it's going to strengthen your family and improve your kid's school day. And no one's coming, you know, no one in this administration is going to come along and say, we're going to provide your kid with a better education and a safer school day. And that's the real solution, and that's the kind of thing that we should be talking to the American people about.
Where are we in the fight for human rights for gays and lesbians? I mean, how much progress have we made?
Well, one fact that I think is an interesting one to note is, back in 2004, Between 2004, where we had a number of these referendums, and today, nationwide support for marriage equality has grown by about 13 points. So we're moving in the right direction. There's no question about that. And we're moving at different paces in different states around the country. You know, you had in California, the state legislature passed a marriage bill only to be vetoed by Governor Schwarzenegger. You know, we've got cases all across the country that are pending in places like Washington and New Jersey and New York and Maryland. So we're moving in the right direction. And when you look at younger voters, under 40 and under 29, the numbers are overwhelmingly in support of marriage equality.
Boy, you know, I'm ashamed to say that, number one, our Senator Wayne Allard is mixed up in this, and number two, we have an anti-gay, ballot, an anti-gay measure on the ballot this November.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're ripe with it here, and there's a lot of us that just can't wait to take it out on these people on the ballot box.
Yep.
And take it out in a big, big way. It just seems to me that the answers are so simple, yet these extremists make it so complex and so hard and so prejudiced and so, I just can't come up with enough words, and I don't understand how anybody, and you saw Tony Snow yesterday stumble over the word civil rights.
Yep.
At a White House briefing. How can anybody not look at this as being anything but a civil rights campaign?
Yep. Well, they're in a very tough spot. I mean, they're in a very tough spot in the White House, and I think Senator Frist said, we've got to try a whole bunch of stuff and see what works. That they're going to roll everything out they can to see what gets people engaged. And your point, I think, is well taken, that they rolled out this marriage amendment, and even to the right-wing base, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the level of commitment that the president has made to this. So they've got trouble in the middle because people are not going to have it this time around, and they're going to say, wait a minute, this is not a solution. I want to hear you talk about gas prices. I want to hear you talk about the war in Iraq. And then they've got trouble on the right because they've got people who are saying, this is not the kind of commitment they were looking for in this fight.
Now, the other problem that I get is I'll get these emails from people saying, stop talking about the topic because you're playing into the social conservatives' hands by bringing it up, and they're allowing you to tar and feather us progressives as being, oddballs.
Yeah.
People who, support, that you're just playing into their hands. What strategy do you believe? What strategy do you think progressives should take with this?
Well, see, I think this week in particular, we're actually winning on the message because and let me be clear, we're out there every day in every way fighting for marriage equality within our community. That's things like getting a greater set of domestic partner benefits in the workplace.
Right.
That's adding more legislators who are for marriage equality in states across the country. But that's not mutually exclusive of this fight this week. And I think progressives are winning this week because we're making this a priorities argument. We're saying Congress has got its priorities out of whack. They're not focusing on the thing that the American people care about. I was just on one of these C-SPAN call-in shows, for half an hour worth of phone calls. And, it's a very mixed group of people calling in there. But even people who are saying, I'm not for gay marriage, but I am not for what's going on this week in the Senate. And this Congress,
right,
and this president's got his priorities out of whack, and the government has no role in this. That's the conversation that's being had this week, and I think that we're really winning this week.
So basically, it's a two-pronged battle. In other words, it's electoral battle on a local and a national and a state level, but it's also the priorities argument as well. So you're waging both.
Yeah, we are waging a fight for marriage equality all across this country. But, the fight for marriage equality is as much about helping gays and lesbians live out and open and empowered in, their places of work, their places of worship, their schools. And so that builds a baseline for a greater sense of support for marriage equality. But this fight this week is about writing discrimination into the Constitution and about rolling it out at a time when the Republican leadership in the Senate, Bill Frist, the guy who brought you the Terri Schiavo diagnosis,
right,
from the floor of the Senate, says, I've got to change the subject here because we're going down the drain, so I'm going to throw out marriage this week. And, we've got flag burning coming up. And, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to try and divert people's attention away from the issues that matter. And what we're doing is we're not letting them get away with that.
All right. Joe Salmanese, president of the Human Rights Campaign. Go to hrc.org. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right. There's Joe Salmanese, president of the Human Rights Campaign, who he says progressives are winning. Do you agree with him? 303-713-7600. Are we winning this battle? Are we winning the battle about the priorities argument? I think to a certain degree he's right, we are winning it. Because every place I go, and that's not a good sample, but people say, shake their heads, and there's an ABC News poll out that indicates that while people are not for same-sex marriage, they're also against debating this amendment. So are we winning the priorities battle at this particular time? Then coming up at 7:30, at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to David Sirota. They're also going to debate in Congress the estate tax, and we'll talk to David Sirota, who's written a whole chapter about it in his book, which is a must-read. A must-read book about corporate sellout. You got to get a hold of the book. Anyway, we'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But I want to know, do you think we're winning this argument? Yes or no? 303-713.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down.
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
At IconDenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit, yours free, only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-four minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Are progressives winning the argument on the whole marriage ban issue? Because as Jay Salmanis said, you know, it's a priorities issue, basically, is what it's about. Should we be discussing this at this particular time when we have so many other things going on in the country? One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Gary in Denver. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. Hi, Jay. You know, I think that you guys are defining this a little bit in the wrong way. I would consider myself to be a moderate. And the issue, I think, is less about discrimination, but more about drawing a line as to what marriage is about. If we define marriage as marriage between two men or two women, why couldn't we define it as a between a man and two women, or three women, or one woman and two men? I think conservatives, or the people that are so hot about this, just want, have decided to draw a line in the sand, and this is where it's going to be, between a man and a woman.
Well, my answer to your question is, you're bringing up the question of polygamy, and frequently with polygamy, first of all, the idea of marriage is the idea of a union of two people, not more than two. Second of all, if you do get into a union of more than two people, you often get into a situation, particularly with polygamy, where you're engaged and you deal with minors. Third of all, you would have to change property laws to reflect more than two partners, so you would have to change the total structure. What we're talking about here, though, is we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about two adults engaging in something that they wish to do, two consenting adults. And for a moderate or anybody who even considers himself to be a little bit conservative, I would think that in your case that you would favor smaller government. Would I be right about that or wrong?
Yeah, I think, let's be honest, I think this is an issue that's at the wrong time, and I'll agree with you there. Okay.
Okay, but wait a minute. Can't you answer my question? Do you believe in smaller government or no?
Yes.
Then why would you want to enlarge government's role in people's lives, and particularly when it comes to such a thing as marriage, and then do it under a phony argument that the union of two men or the union of two women is tearing at the fabric of marriage, when anybody who's in any kind of law enforcement field, anybody that does any kind of social work, anybody that's in any kind of mental health field will tell you that the things that tear at the fabric of marriage are things like adultery, divorce, domestic violence, substance abuse. Why not tackle those problems if you're concerned about the sanctity of marriage?
I think those problems should be tackled. But then ask me, what would you define as marriage?
I just told you what I would define. I would define it as being two human beings.
Why couldn't then someone come to you and say, or come to government and say, why can't it be between three consenting human beings?
Well, I just told you why it can't be between three consenting. I don't think that it couldn't be between three consenting human beings, but I think
you agree that it could be between three.
I'm not done yet. Hold on a second. But then you can't call it marriage, because marriage means, specifically, if you go look it up in the dictionary, what does marriage say?
I've not looked it up. You'll have to tell me.
Well, you look it up. It's the union of two people. Basically, okay. Not three or four. Then you would have to change it to another definition.
Well, right now I would think that it would be a union between a man and a woman.
Well, no. Well, it could be a union between a man and a woman, or a man and a man. It just is a union between two people. You know, that's what marriage is. A union between. What does the term marriage mean? A marriage means, you know, even if you take it out of the context of domestic, and you put it in the context of just say business world, the marriage of two companies, two units, two things coming together, not four or five. Four or five would be mass marriage.
Right. But I think what you're missing, what I'm saying, why couldn't I then say, if we're going to open up the definition to make it between two people, why could we not open up the definition between three people or four people? I think you open the door.
I wouldn't. You know what? I wouldn't have a problem with that if you wanted to make it. Both a civil and a religious situation in which if you don't choose to participate in it, then you don't have to participate in it. I see no. You know, no problem with that. But what I do see is I see that these people taking a group of individuals based on their gender orientation and discriminating against them.
Yeah, and I don't like the discriminatory aspect of it. Right about that.
But yeah, and that's wrong. Why is that a correct thing to do?
How do we define it? Where is the line in the sand drawn? Where would you draw it?
Why do you have to draw a line in the sand?
I don't know. I think that you do.
For what reason? I'd like to explore that idea. Why do you have to? I mean, obviously, man can't marry an animal because an animal can't engage in legal consent. Man can't marry a minor because a minor can't engage in legal consent. But
exactly.
But other than that, why must there be a line drawn? Why is there a line drawn? And then you get into this very sticky situation of who's going to draw that line?
Yeah, and that's a good argument. But I think what some people are saying is this: we're going to stop the erosion of what they believe in at this point. Okay, some of their other values have been eroded or have been changed, and now they said this is the place where we're going to draw a line.
What other values have been eroded? What other values?
I don't know. That's where I think a lot of people are coming from. I don't think gays and lesbians.
Well, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. I mean, what values do you think are being eroded? In other words, we get all of these talking points, but there's nothing ever to back these talking points up with. Because what we're talking about here is we're talking about adults, and we're not talking about people committing legalized murder. We're not talking about people engaging in financial ripoff schemes. We're talking about a group of people who are being singled out due to their sexual orientation and discriminated against and denied first-class citizenship. Now, where in all of human rights and in civil rights and in mankind, where is that proper behavior? It's not. It's improper behavior.
Yeah, I can't make a great argument for discrimination in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's what you're talking about, though.
All I can say is I can understand their position, and they say, okay, this is where we're going to draw. This is where we're going to fight our battle right here.
Yeah, but you know what? Their position is. Their position is that they're for discrimination. Their position is that they don't care. Their position is that they feel that it's wrong, that it's right to discriminate, that it's okay to go ahead and do it. That's what they're really about. That's what they're really, really bottom line about. They'll hide it and everything else.
I would say the James Dobsons and the Donald Wildmans are very much like that. But the average couple in America, who is, let's say, moderate or conservative, doesn't want their marriage defined and what they thought was their marriage opened up to a different definition all over America.
Yeah, and that's beginning. I don't think
the average person discriminates against gays or lesbians.
I would dispute that, but I would also say that that's beginning to change, that the polls indicate that that's beginning to change, and the latest ABC poll also indicates that most people don't want to even have this debate on the floor of the Senate. Most people don't want it. So when it comes to the whole argument here, progressives are winning because we're winning the priorities argument, which we're showing once again that the Republican Party, whether you choose to be a member of it or not, or you characterize yourself as being a member of it or not, that you guys don't have any priorities, that we've got all these other things floating around out here that need immediate attention, and so we're going to stand up and we're going to waste the taxpayers' dime on Wayne Allard's stupid amendment, which most people in this country don't really want to get into.
Yeah, I'm not arguing for this particular time that this is a great argument on the floor of the Senate. Okay, I think this is a waste of time, and I agree with you there, a waste of time and a waste of money. But all I'm saying is that the psychology of a couple out there saying, well, okay, this is an issue I'm going to get behind because I didn't have my marriage this way. You know, I didn't think the definition was going to be this way. And I'll draw a line in the sand, and I'll get behind whoever wants to fight this. But I agree with you. This is a waste of an issue, a waste of time. But I can see people getting behind it, not because they're discriminatory.
You know what? I just dispute what you say. I mean, you and I are just going to have to disagree, because I don't think when people get married, they think about these things, and I don't think that they get into this drawing of the line. I think you've got a few extremists in this country who run on an agenda of hate and exclusion, and they're the ones that are driving the bus. And you know what? They're slowly but surely losing control, and that's what's motivating them, the motivation of fear. And what's motivating the Republican Party is that the Republican Party very, very definitely faces the motivation of losing control in November. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the call, man. Call me again.
Take care. Bye.
All right. It's 7:34. Let's get progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, we still have trouble across both directions of I-70 this morning. Westbounders are dealing with a right lane stall just before Vasquez. That vehicle luckily has been pulled off to the shoulder, but it was blocking us up for quite some time. And across the eastbound lanes of traffic, we had a 7-car crash that happened about an hour ago just after Pecos. The right-hand lane was blocked off. Luckily, everything is off to the right-hand shoulder, but we are looking at backups to Federal. Across eastbound 6th Avenue, watch for a crash right beneath Federal on the right-hand shoulder as well. We're backing up to Sheridan, this one involving two semi-trucks. The rest of the highway drive is just jam-packed this morning. Southbound I-25, your jamming begins at 112th and extends all the way down towards 84th Avenue. In today's forecast, our high should reach 93 degrees today with a mostly clear and dry day ahead of us. Currently, we are at 76 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway in Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
AM 760.
From J. Marvin in the morning to Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon, this is Al Franken. Join me every day 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At check-and-go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The Denver Center Theater Company presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebrating the legacy of African-American women in their church hats. A hit at theaters across the country, critics are calling Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. Don't miss the laughter, the tears, and exhilarating music of Crowns at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org.
Held over through June 18th. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, this is Big Head Todd, and you're listening to my buddy Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And Big Head Todd will be with us tomorrow morning. Todd Park Moore tomorrow. It's Todd and Jay on Wednesday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, going to be 88, mostly sunny skies. Good morning. It's good to have you along. Coming up at 8 o'clock, they're also going to debate the estate tax. It's supposed to come up for a debate this week. We'll have David Sirota, author of The Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government. We've had him on now a number of times, and he's written a whole thing here about the estate tax, and so we'll talk to him about that. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, we're in the middle of asking the question, do you think that we're winning, that the progressive side is winning the argument on this whole marriage ban situation against Wayne Allard and his buddies? And I think we are, because I think we're winning the priorities argument, as Jay Salmanis put out. From Webster's Dictionary, here's the definition of marriage. Five entries are found. A legal union of a man and a woman and a husband, as husband and wife, the state of married, of being married, wedlock, common law marriage, a union between two persons having the customary but usually not the legal force of marriage, as in same-sex marriage, a wedding, a close union. So it's all kind of contained in there. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Matthew in Gunnison. Matthew, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to say I've been listening to you for a couple weeks now, driving up here every day. But anyway, this gay marriage thing really has me going. I have two sisters that are gay and a gay brother out of seven. I run a business, and most gays or lesbians that come in to buy to buy a vehicle from me have great credit. So why wouldn't? That's another issue. But if these Christians or evangelical Christians say they have a forgiving God, this is the way I feel. If I go to heaven and my brothers and sisters ain't there because God held them being gay against them, I don't even want to be there, because I know in my heart my sisters and my brother are great people. They're good to my kids. They're good to my family. They're a good part of my family, and they're always going to be a part of my family. So if I go to heaven and God denies them or my God, I don't believe my God would do that. Would deny them from going into heaven.
Yeah, I would agree. I wouldn't want to be in a heaven either that would exclude gays and lesbians.
No, because I love my brothers and sisters, my sisters and brother to death, and why would I not want them with me to share that glory? Now, if they're really Christians and they believe in God and God will forgive everybody, why wouldn't God let gays and lesbians in? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, they say that God hates, they hate the sin, not the sinner, which once again is a cover. You know, it's just a cover story.
Sure it is. But if that's the case, and they're saying that it's immoral, and they're raising, they're going to raise immoral kids. My sister raises two kids, that both of them are in college, straight A students. I don't know if they're going to college to learn how to build bombs to kill Christians. I don't know. But, that would be their way of thinking, straight-A students, something's wrong. They're, I don't know. I guess my sister's raising them wrong if they're straight-A students.
Well, see, you just don't see it, and I think you're not alone in this. I really don't think you are. Matthew, thank you, man. Thank you for the call.
Good morning.
All right. It's one line open at 303-713-7600. Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Yeah, I was the one from the Persian Gulf, spent 2.5 years out there, and, it's so funny that when they didn't even see gays as a problem. And it's a sinful thing for the Quran, but they just didn't see, they just didn't do anything about it, because if they did, how many royal family members would have to be beheaded?
Yeah, that I don't know about.
Well, my experience being out there, I've met a lot of them. Here in the States, my roommate, I had two lesbian roommates, and they were the best roommates I ever had. They were always on time on their rent, their everything. And then one of the things that they always kept asking me, you know, how do you feel about gays and lesbians and all that? And I said, well, from my perspective, if God intended for me to be gay, he would not have created a woman. But that does not mean that I disrespect you or I'm against what you believe in. And they respected me for that. And I see that they respect us more than we respect them. And then going back to all these senators and Republicans that are against this, it seems like they're all from down south where they were all against African Americans and suppressed them too. And now they're starting to put us back into that era. Just with a different ethnic group.
Well, they need somebody to go after. If it is, you know, if it isn't African Americans, it's Hispanics. If it's not Hispanics, it's liberals. I mean, they've always got to have somebody to tangle and somebody to go after. Instead of working on trying to heal the country and build it in a positive way, they're very much into divisive politics in order to win at the ballot box. And I'm hoping, and I think a lot of other people are hoping, that that kind of tactic gets rejected this November. And the people see through entirely what they're trying to do. Dan, thank you so much for the call. And there is an important election today in San Diego between Francis Busby, who is a Democrat, and a guy by the name of Bilbrey, I believe is his name, who's a Republican. And that's for Duke Cunningham's old seat. And we'll see exactly how Francis Busby does today. That may be a precursor to November. And also Joseph Lieberman is... Joseph Lieberman is facing a primary challenge from Ned Lamont in Connecticut. And all I can say is that somebody has given money to Lamont's campaign. Go, Ned, go. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Are we winning this argument? Are we as progressives winning the argument, the priorities argument, and your feeling about just the entire subject of gay marriage? And then coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll tackle the estate tax, which is due to be debated this...
Get the good stuff. Even with today's modern engines, an oil change every 3 months or 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. And right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $1.99 per quart. Plus, you can get a sweatshirt featuring characters from the Disney Pixar movie Cars, free by mail, with any case purchase of Valvoline motor oil. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Hi, my name is Mitch Geller, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know many people don't like lawyers, and I can understand that. There are many that I don't like. But when you're in trouble and you need a lawyer, you need a good one. Psychologists tell us that next to the death of a spouse or a child, divorce is the most traumatic event that most people will deal with in their lives. And it's a time when you need a lot of support and help. I know because I've been there. I can't take the pain away, but I can protect your rights, help preserve your property, and help you maintain your relationship with your kids. And I've developed a new system of flat rate fees for some cases that will keep runaway attorney's fees from gobbling up everything you own. And if I can help with that, I feel pretty good about what I do and who I am. If you need help with a divorce or have been injured in an accident or charged with a crime, give me a call. That's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Once again, that's Mitch Geller at 303-333-9800. Thank you.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Is
Isn't it great to visit the grandkids, watching their little faces light up when you bring them presents? Well, we at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels would like to help you visit more often. So we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes where you could win up to $1 million. That would pay for a lot of visits. Enter for a chance to win at choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsored Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Hello. Would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands, because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ten minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 88, mostly sunny. Don't forget, tomorrow, Todd Park Moore in here, Big Ed Todd. And it's the Todd and Jay Show tomorrow morning here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up at 8 o'clock, David Sirota talks about the estate tax. And then at 8:30, we'll talk to Brian Katulis about Iran and where the United States stands right now. Katulis is Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. And currently we're talking about whether you believe progressives are winning the argument, the priority argument, about this whole gay marriage situation. And let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I couldn't believe that fellow that called in that was worried about the definition of his marriage by, you know, different standards, such as gay people. I was married to a man who was a born-again Christian who physically abused me, beat me because he thought men were looking at me. And he,
Wait a minute. He beat you because he thought men were looking at you?
But this, yes. And this way, and he kept saying that I was cheating on him. Well, in reality, he was cheating on me. Now, I got out of this, and I've been divorced for several years now. But I would say I have some friends who are lesbian who have been in a committed relationship for many years. And I would hope if I ever get married again that I would have such a loving relationship built on friendship, trust, mutual respect. They're faithful to each other. They love each other deeply. My God, I wish I could have something like that.
Yeah, I hope you find something like that, too. And that's disgusting about your ex-husband beating you.
Well, you know, that's done with. I made it out of it. I got out of it. I am in a loving relationship with somebody for many years now. But, you know, I raised three sons as a single mom, and that's another slight against, you know, people in our culture. Single moms, that's where all the criminals come from, you know, is families with single moms.
Right.
I have not one criminal son. And I've raised wonderful, loving sons. You know, two are wonderful, loving men in relationships.
Well, I asked that question earlier. I mean, do you think it's possible for two women or two men to raise a child? I think it is.
Oh, I think it's more than possible. My two girlfriends are raising one of their children. And these kids are awesome. You know, I just don't get it. There is just not enough love in the world for anybody to think that they can define it. I mean, these are the people who stand out like at my nephew's funeral. God hates fags. What the heck? If Jesus came back, they'd put him in Guantanamo. They would kill him again. These people are so unloving. And I look, you know, and I was raised Catholic, and I'm no longer Catholic, but I remember learning there was one law that Jesus gave, and it wasn't about men and men. It wasn't about women and women. It was about love your neighbor as you would love me.
Yeah. Well,
that's the only law he ever gave.
Well, that seems to have been forgotten. Chris, thank you. Great call. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Bye, Jim.
Bye. Here's Jim in Henderson. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I would like to submit an idea to you that these people, these Republican leaders that are coming up with this, are nothing but cowards.
Well, you're talking about Wayne Allard.
Oh, you bet. Our forefathers had the guts in the 1700s to say that all men are created equal. These are the same, our leaders of today, the Republican leaders, are the same people that would pick on gays in high school. It would take four or five, six of them, and then they've got the guts to be calling people fag or nerd or queer or something like that. But you meet them one-on-one, you know, if a gay person was sitting in a classroom waiting for class and one other one came in, that other one either wouldn't speak to him or would be nice to him.
You know,
in a group, they're a bunch of cowards.
They're people who just hate, and then they hide that hate behind sanctimonious, sugar-coated language. I haven't done this morning, but, man, you know what? If you get a chance later today, everybody should drop Wayne Allard an email, and regardless whether he answers you back or not, and tell them, hey, you know, Wayne, we see through what you're doing. We see through exactly what's going on here.
Absolutely. I have called him myself and left my phone number, and I'm sorry to use that language.
Yeah, you can't use that language on the air. Well, you know, it's just, but do you agree? I mean, I agree. Do you agree? I think that we're winning the priorities argument, and I think most of America is sick of this, and I think we're winning the priorities argument this time through.
I certainly hope so, because there are kids out there that give up their life rather than to go through any more persecution. And that it's time America started becoming America again.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird, too. How did the Cheneys put up with this, having a gay daughter?
I don't know. You know what? I'm glad he stood up against it. I'm sorry that he's blowing. I've got kids that I've raised that are in their 20s that I fear for if they start a draft. If this whole Middle East thing blows wide open, I fear that they're going to be losing their
They're supposed to be debating that today too. I mean, Charles Rangel, way back in February of 2006. Sponsored H.R. 4752. He introduced H.R. 4752, which is the Universal National Service Act of 2006, and it's supposed to be debated in the Congress this week. I doubt it would go anywhere, but it certainly would put a different spin on things, particularly would put a different spin on Iraq if it were to pass.
Yeah, it would. So I believe support our troops, give Iraq back.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on my car.
All right. We'll see you later, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Do I got time to squeeze one more in here? Yeah, let me just get Mark in. Mark, go ahead, man. I just got time for you to say what you want to say. Go.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know I'm a Republican, and I'm just absolutely aghast at these Republicans. I agree with your last caller that these fellows are simply cowards, that our forefathers, the intent that they had with the Constitution was protecting people, not discriminating against them.
Yeah.
And I'm just appalled.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's embarrassing. You know what it is? It's embarrassing whether you're Republican, Democratic, Independent, Libertarian, whatever it is, wherever you stand. It's embarrassing that we have a major senator in this state, our senior senator, and this state is tied up in this whole mess.
Well, Marilyn Musgrave as well.
Yeah,
you know,
her too.
They both utterly disgust me. And, you know, they've taken Republicanism to, well, they're not Republican.
No, you're right.
You know?
They're not what the classic Republican outlook on life would be. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about the estate tax with David Sirota. Then we've got Brian Katulis to talk about Iran coming up as well here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And hopefully before the morning's over with, we'll get to the whole thing about Vietnam. I'm sorry, Vietnam. It's a slip and a good one. Iraq and the media. That's all coming up.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information, though. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little honey all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just
reading? I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
AM760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. 5 years after 9/11, government officials are bracing for another terrorist attack. They tell CBS's Jim Stewart it could come sometime this year. The concern is based on a series of arrests of suspected terrorists in this country and Canada since last summer. All of the suspects are described as homegrown and received no training overseas. University of Maryland terrorism expert Gary LaFrie says that's not surprising.
Because of the Internet, it's now possible for individuals with extreme ideas to connect anywhere in the world, really, without actually attending, say, a military camp in Afghanistan or actually spending years in training somewhere.
North of the border, 15 of the 17 bomb-making suspects picked up over the weekend are in court at this hour. CFRB's Taylor Parnaby watched them arrive.
Four court vehicles with escorting police cruisers each reached the ramp leading into the Brampton courthouse. Each time a police officer with a large weapon stood guard. Security, tight, yes, but not overstated. No evidence, for example, of sharpshooters on the roof of the building.
President Bush is hitting the road again. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant has that.
Today the president heads west. He's going to go to the border, talk about immigration issues, and an area where he thinks that there can be agreement, and that is on border security.
Pentagon officials say some of the seven Marines held in the killing of an unarmed Iraqi have admitted they set out to kill someone that night. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us the Marines and one sailor are in the brig at Camp Pendleton, California.
An attorney for one of those expected to be charged is protesting the treatment his client is receiving. The attorney says his client, a 20-year-old Navy corpsman, is being held in solitary confinement in the Camp Pendleton brig. The attorney says when his client's allowed a brief period to walk in the recreational yard, he is shackled at the hands, wrists, and ankles.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has been hauled into court. CBS's John Hutchie tells us why.
Several groups, including the Vietnam Veterans of America, Citizen Soldier, and Veterans for Peace, are suing, trying to get courts to oversee how the VA is handling vets' personal information. They fear last month's loss of Social Security numbers and other important private information is just one example of how the department is mishandling their sensitive data. The VA has named a special advisor to pinpoint security problems and is operating a call center 13 hours a day to handle concerned vets' inquiries on the data theft.
A document the Vatican released a short time ago condemns contraception, abortion, in vitro fertilization, and same-sex marriage. The document says the family has never been threatened the way it is in today's culture. In Gaylord, Michigan, workers are exhuming the body of Laura Van Ryn, the college student killed in an April traffic accident and buried by mistake as Whitney Sirach, a look-alike friend who survived. Families didn't learn of the mix-up until last week when Whitney came out of a coma and began talking. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 27. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, I just spoke to someone with OnStar about 10 minutes ago to report an accident on the highway, and all the emergency personnel is here, and that's all taken care of now. And in all the chaos of trying to take care of everybody, I locked myself out of my car.
Oh, can I have your four-digit PIN number?
It's 2426.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
I have a signal going through currently.
Okay.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Oh, and they should be open if you want to give them a try.
Oh, my God, OnStar. All right, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An aggressive pit bull is dead, and several people have been treated in Boulder after a pit bull attack forced an officer to shoot and kill the dog. Julie Brooks with Boulder PD says cops were called out to Evan G. Fine Park Sunday on reports of a vicious animal biting joggers. When they arrived there, they found an unleashed pit bull
that was crouching and snarling and approached him aggressively several times, and he continued to yell to the owner to restrain the dog. The owner made no effort to move in and restrain the dog.
The dog's owner, Sarah Mallory, says the pit bull got off her leash and became confused and afraid. The 18-year-old was ticketed. 666, considered by many to be the mark of the beast, have some worried that the day will inspire would-be terrorists. Sonny Jackson with Denver Police says June 6th is just another day to them.
Right. We're always prepared in the city for whatever may come. At this point, we haven't heard anything regarding to the 6606 date it being anything unusual.
All the devilry surrounding 666 may be more of a godsend for marketers, with new books, CDs, and a remake of The Omen being released today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. We're looking at much better conditions across I-70 this morning. Checking westbound, just west of Quebec, we had a two-car crash blocking up that left-hand lane. Luckily, everything is now off to the right-hand shoulder, and all lanes are reopened. The bad news is we're backed up to I-225. Now, the rest of the drive is now checking clear of any major problems. Southbound I-25 had a couple crashes, one at Alameda and another at University. Both of these are gone from the drive, but the heavy traffic does remain. In fact, southbounders, your jam begins at 112th, extends down to 84th Avenue. At this point, you get a slight break heading down towards I-70, but you will settle in from I-70 all the way down to the Broadway Bridge. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees with dry conditions throughout the day, and currently we're at 76 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. King Supers, right store, right price.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Big Head Todd, Todd Part 4, joins us tomorrow again for the Todd and Jay Show. That's tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, joining me, one of my favorite people, David Sirota. He is the author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. And the reason I've got David on this morning, and David, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And David's going to be sitting in for me, too, here in a couple of weeks. But the reason that I have you on is because you write a whole chapter here, a whole thing in your book about the estate tax, which is due to be debated, if they ever get to it, in the Senate this week. And there was a Boston Globe article out, I believe it was on Sunday, about some of the senators that are shaky on this, and one of them happens to be our own Senator Ken Salazar, correct?
Yep, and my senator up here, Max Baucus, that's right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the estate tax. Let's talk about, first of all, what, for those people who don't know, what is the estate tax?
The estate tax is a tax that people pay right now. It's an inheritance tax. It's when you die and you leave money to your heirs. But it only kicks in right now if you have more than, I believe it's $3.5 million of assets, which means essentially that only 2% of Americans actually ever pay any estate tax at all. Furthermore, the fact is that of that 2%,
it's really more than 65% is paid by one-half of one-tenth of 1% of Americans. That is, pay most of that tax, most of the revenue generated by that tax, again, is paid by one-half of one-tenth of 1% of Americans. So this is really a tax on the ultra, ultra, ultra wealthy, and it provides our government with, I think the estimate is about $500 billion worth of absolutely critical revenue.
Okay, now the right has been working on getting rid of this for years, and one of the things they've done is to rename it the death tax, number one, and then number two, try to scare most of us into believing that it applies to us.
Right, which again is absolutely not true. The biggest red herring out there is that it hurts family farms. We hear that, you know, that when farmers go to pass on their farm, the this is what the right says, the quote unquote death tax forces farms to liquidate their assets. Well, a couple of years back, the New York Times decided to do a story on whether that was true, and they went to the American Farm Bureau, which is the big group that purports to represent family farmers. I say purports to because it's really a front group for large corporate agriculture. But the American Farm Bureau is one of the biggest voices pushing for the repeal of the estate tax, again, making this claim about that it puts small family farms out of business. Well, the New York Times asked the American Farm Bureau, please provide us with one example where a family farm was put out of business or had to be sold off because of the estate tax. The American Farm Bureau could not produce one example, not one in the entire United States, where a family farmer had been put out of business or forced to liquidate their farm. So it's clearly a complete red herring.
Now, how much damage to the economy, or actually to the federal budget, and we're already deeply in debt now, how much damage would killing this thing do?
Well, it would put a dent of about somewhere between $500 and $600 billion into the federal budget, which is absolutely astronomical. They're debating now a quote unquote compromise, it's a tiny bit better than full repeal, but not very much better. Max Baucus, again, my senator from Montana, a Democrat, is proposing a graduated rate structure, setting rates of 15%, 25%, and 35%, depending on the size of the estate. Right now, it's about 40%. This compromise would cost nearly 75% as much as the full repeal. It would cost at least $200 billion. The graduated rate structure cuts taxes by 66% for couples with estates between $7 and $10 million.
You talk about this. I mean, that's out of the ballpark for 99.99% of us.
Absolutely. I'm keep going. It cuts taxes by almost half for couples with estates between $10 and $20 million, and by 20% or more for multi-billion-dollar estates. So this is quite literally. A proposal for repeal or lowering the rate is quite literally a massive tax cut for the superest of super rich people in America.
So when we talk about the super super rich, we're talking what about the Waltons who own Walmart, for instance?
Well, that's right. And what we found out is that there was a report a couple weeks ago by the nonpartisan watchdog group Public Citizen that found that the groups that have pushed the estate tax repeal hardest have been primarily funded. They've gotten most of their funding from 18 of the wealthiest families in the country. You know, big shocker, including, of course, the Waltons. I believe somebody told me yesterday, I think this is right, that five or four of the richest people in the country are heirs of the Waltons. They're sons or daughters of the Walton family. And they have been, again, funding this campaign to repeal the estate tax. And what's the most nefarious part about it is these 18 families are funding a campaign that publicly claims to be a campaign to help small businesses and small family farmers.
Now, it's 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota with me. Why should the average brick out there, myself, you, anybody else listening to the show, why should they desperately care about Republican attempts and corporate attempts to kill the estate tax?
Well, because it's going to mean higher taxes on ordinary Americans, or it's going to mean massive cuts to services that we you know, ordinary citizens rely on. I mean, these are things, everything from, you know, funding for our schools to workplace law enforcement, that is, you know, the government enforcing wage and workplace protections, to Medicare, to Medicaid, you name it. It's a major, it'll blow a hole in the budget. And that, again, means that it will either be paid for with regressive tax increases on ordinary citizens, like property taxes, like sales taxes, like all the taxes that hit ordinary people hardest, or we'll see a cut in those services. So this is really a way to further shift the burden of taxes on lower down the ladder, and you know, because the estate tax really was created at the turn of the century in the era of Teddy Roosevelt as a way to to really create one modicum of fairness, and that was the Gilded Age, one modicum of fairness to the tax structure, so that at least Americans, ordinary citizens, wouldn't have to pay as high a burden in taxes as the super wealthy.
Yeah, I saw yesterday, just happened to catch the last couple of minutes of the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, and he was talking to Fran Townsend, the spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, and was quizzing her on the cuts and the shifting of funds and money, and she made she made the statement, well, these are cuts, and they're cuts that we're just going to have to work through. And my first thought was, well, if we weren't busy giving tax cuts to the rich, we wouldn't have to be working through these other cuts.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and Congress has had a chance to try to reverse this. Back when I worked on the House Appropriations Committee, we offered a series of amendments to the Homeland Security Bill and the Military Construction Bill, for instance, that would have reduced the tax cut in the year 2002 for people making over $1 million a year. That's only 200,000 Americans make over $1 million a year. They would have gotten an $83,000 tax cut instead of an $88,000 tax cut. And one amendment was in order to pay for to prevent a $1 billion cut to military family housing. And the other one was to prevent a $1 billion cut to port and border security. Both of those measures were voted down by the Congress. Again, putting them on record as caring far more about cutting taxes for the super wealthy than dealing with the priorities of this country. And, you know, people say, well, that's hyperbole. Why would they do that? Well, the answer is because, you know, a disproportionate amount of campaign contributions comes from people who make over $1 million. In the estate taxes case, a disproportionate amount of campaign contributions comes from the super wealthy. So in some ways, when you look at this, it makes no sense at all, you know, in terms of priorities. But in other ways, when you look at it from the perspective of a politician who's trying to raise as much money as they can, you know, it makes it, there is a rationale to it. It's a disgusting rationale, but there's a rationale.
All right. Once again, the estate tax applies to only those who have estates worth, once again, how much?
It's about $3.5 million right now.
And there is talk about raising that cap, correct?
That's right. I mean, if we really want to deal with the estate tax, I personally don't think we need to do anything because, you know, again, it's being paid by the wealthiest 2% of Americans, and three-quarters of it's being paid by one-tenth of 1% of Americans. But if you're of the belief that we need to do something on the estate tax, you could raise the exemption to $5 million, $5 million of assets, and then it would be hitting less than 1% of all Americans at all. And by that, I mean, people need to understand. I mean, some of the people who right now under the $3.5 million cap pay a little bit, right? We're talking about if you raise it to $5 million, nobody other than the richest 1% pays anything, not a dollar.
All right. Well, all we can do is urge people to call Ken Salazar and get him off the fence on this.
Those votes. It's going to be a very close vote, and those votes are absolutely critical. And people should tell Ken Salazar, not because I'm sure Salazar is worried about the lie, the big lie about family farmers.
They've used it brilliantly, and people should tell Ken Salazar, remind him that that has been well documented to be a total and complete lie. And in fact, Jay, if you want, I'll email you the New York Times story, and if you have a website or something, you can post it on your website.
Yeah, email it to me, and then and we'll see if we can get it up there.
Okay.
All right, David Sirota, good to have you on again, and we look forward to you sitting in, and you know we'll tap you again one more time when we need you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, take care. There's David Sirota, and he's the author of the book, which you definitely got to get, called Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. And there it is in the estate tax. So call Ken Salazar's office and tell him to get off the dime on this and not let the estate tax go down the drain, and to fight the Republicans and the right wing all the way on this deal. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8. Coming up at 8:30, Brian Katulis about Iran. Until that time, I'll open up the phones, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. So whatever it is that's on your mind, hey.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Today, check out our new starter kit, yours free, only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, open phones underway here now at 303-713-7600. If you want to call Senator Ken Salazar's office about the estate tax, 303-455-7600. That's 303-455-7600. Brian Katulis at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and that cap that you're talking about has been progressively raised over the last 12 years. It keeps
right.
going up and up, and then that's how they're getting out of, you know, our what's the word I'm looking for?
Their responsibility of paying their taxes.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And so with that in mind, all these people are putting their money in what they call a blind trust or a trust for their kids, and they're getting around their taxes that way, this estate tax, by doing that. And we got to do something about that also, because that's another loophole that people are able to get around paying taxes. There are so many loopholes, Jay, that it's disgusting.
Congress has created tons of them, particularly for the ultra-rich in corporate America. It's something that you and I could never take advantage of.
Exactly. And when I ask my accountant about it, I say, I heard about this. He said, oh, no, well, you have to make this much money, which is a lot, in order to qualify
right.
for that kind of tax break. So why should they get a tax break for the exact same thing that I'm asking for, except they just make more money? That's discrimination in some ways.
Because they have more power to lobby on Capitol Hill than you do.
Well, and that's the problem with this. We've bought into all these social issues, and this goes back to what you were talking about last hour. It's social issues that are dividing us, but when it comes to economics, these people don't seem to care as long as they get what they want. And they're not getting what they want because they haven't repealed abortion. They haven't done anything for these people, which I call the religious right. They have done nothing for them. And when are these people going to wake up and see what they're doing to this country?
You know, I don't know. There's the Thomas Frank book is out there. The David Sirota book is out there. People should read these books. I mean, it's amazing. I know. I encounter it all the time and have these arguments with conservative friends of mine who don't make enough money to be able to take advantage of these very things we're talking about. And they're getting wild on these by these social issues and screwed economically, and they just don't seem to see it.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
How can they call themselves Republicans if this government, which is a Republican-controlled government, has created the largest government in history, largest spending in history, has no fiscal responsibility? I always thought conservative meant to conserve. There's nothing conservative about this Republican Party.
No, nothing at all.
It's a fallacy. These people our fellow Americans need to wake up and say, you know what? That makes sense. This is not for me. It's for the ultra-wealthy, and we need to stop this.
Because I agree.
These people have had benefited from our laws and the way our country is run, and now it's time for them to give back. But they don't look at it like that anymore. It's all about me, me, me. Our government, our people are changing. It's not about we. It's about me.
And we have to get back to it being about us, not about just each individual person.
Exactly, because with that mindset, we will never move forward.
Nope, you're exactly right. Thank you, Jeff. Great call.
Take care.
All right. Let me go to Hal on I-70. Hal, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. I haven't heard much of your program, and I'm not sure I have a lot to say after listening to the last gentleman, but I've been wanting to call for weeks to ask you what your guess would be about what kind of gimmick, subterfuge, alarmist kind of things the Republicans will pull so they can again steal an election. That was one thing I wanted to ask. And then the second thing, I think they've done it with this gay marriage issue. The issue for me isn't whether or not these people should be married. It's like they shot a bullet at the wall and then went and drew the target around it. The issue is to divide the electorate, and that's exactly what they've done. If I've listened to your program this morning, everyone seems divided.
But I don't think that's true. I don't think everybody is divided. I mean, I think there's an ABC poll out there that shows that while a majority of Americans at this particular time do not favor gay marriage, a majority of them also think that this is the wrong time to even debate or discuss this amendment. So you could make the case that in the priorities argument that those of us on the progressive side are winning the day. Because basically what Wayne Allard and the rest of them are doing are making fools out of themselves. Because the American public is not interested. The American public is interested in pocketbook issues. The American public is interested in the war in Iraq. They're not interested in the whole gay marriage question, and they really don't want to have to deal with it.
Well, I agree with you 100%, but it seems to me that listening to the people say, listen to those on the other side, look what they're saying, how stupid they are, they're not very bright, they're cheating us, is a sign of division.
Well, we are divided. This is a heavily divided country, but it is a heavily divided country. But this president, Had a chance after 9/11 to lead a very unified country and instead chose a partisan agenda that divides people. The trouble is, more and more people are beginning to catch on to it now, and look at the polls. I mean, he's down in the 30s. So more and more people are starting to figure out that this guy doesn't really know what he's doing, and that the people in power don't really know what they're doing, and that they don't really have any idea on how to fix any of these problems that we're facing.
Well, do you think then this whole issue is to divert attention away from his ineptability and his incompetence?
No, I think it's to drive his base. I think it's to drive his radical religious right base out to the polls to help him win in November, because he faces very perilous and dangerous waters if the Democrats pick up 15 seats in the House and the Democrats pick up seats in the Senate and somehow gain control of either one or both chambers. Then he's going to be that's going to let out a whole whoop-ass can of trouble that he's not going to be able to fight back. He's not going to be able to stop. And I think it's the last thing he wants to do is spend the last years of his presidency trying to, fight off investigation after investigation.
If he lasts that long.
No, he'll last that long, but it's a question of whether he wants all this stuff investigated. I mean, the stakes in November are very, 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 very high.
Yeah, that's why I think all this has come up. Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet. Call any time, Al.
Okay.
All right.
You.
All right, we're going to go talk to Brian Katulis, and then we'll open the phones back up again to open phones at 303-713-7600. But we'll talk to Brian Katulis about Iran coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. And somebody just sent me this Chicago Tribune article that appeared in the Colorado Springs Gazette today. For the first time, Congress mandated its annual publication, a State Department report cataloging human trafficking across the globe, includes allegations that American taxpayers finance such abuses. This year's Trafficking in Persons report, released Monday, also ranks Iran among the 12 nations in the world with the worst records for limiting human trafficking across its borders. Other Bush administration targets such as Syria, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela also made the list of worst, while White House allies and other strategic important nations, including India, Mexico, Russia, and China, escaped the list. The list, despite evidence of a report of growing problems. People can be trafficked across or within borders for prostitution or forced labor. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice unveiled this year's report by saying the United States and its allies will stop at nothing to end the debasement of our fellow men and women. U.S. military leaders in Iraq have acknowledged and confirmed widespread abuses against such workers who were brought to Iraq to do menial labor on U.S. bases for contractors. Those businesses receive their checks from the U.S. government. Pretty disgusting. All right, 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia.
Thank you, Jay. Well, taking a look at westbound I-70, we had a quick crash right at Peoria. The right-hand shoulder is now blocked up by a semi and a car, so you will find curiosity because of this one. But luckily, the rest of the drive is now checking clear of all of our accidents. Southbound I-25 is checking clear at Alameda as well as University. Now, as far as the slowdowns go, eastbound 36 is jamming up between Federal and I-25. C-470 heading eastbound is also thick between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. And, of course, I-25 up on the north end is still jam-packed between 112th Avenue and 84th Avenue. And once again on I-70 heading down towards the Broadway Bridge. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 90 degrees with dry conditions.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic. Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Bret Michaels, Bobby Darr, CC DeVille, Ricky Rice. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Bret Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com.
Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
A free credit analysis today. Get approval over the phone right now. No application fee. No out-of-pocket closing costs. And your interest may be tax-deductible, but your interest on those credit cards certainly is not tax-deductible. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, the Mortgage Store can still help you get a great fixed rate. They can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8, and on Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Once again, the Mortgage Store is there to help you with their with their loan professionals. I mean, there are no application fees. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs. I mean, none of that stuff, applies. And the average family has anywhere between $7,500 and $12,000 in credit card debt. And you can pay on those credit cards until the cows come home. But with those interest rates, man, you are never going to get those credit cards paid off. Well, the Mortgage Store can help you consolidate and help you get it together. They're great people. Give them a call, 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. And don't forget, as a direct lender, the Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. And once again, there's no application fee and no out-of-pocket closing costs. The Mortgage Store. Call them today. 303-423-7171.
AM 760 and McStain Homes want you to win a chef-prepared and served dinner party. A chef will shop, prepare, and serve a three-course meal for you and five friends. Log on to am760.net now. This unique gift idea is brought to you by SignatureDays.com and McStain Homes.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit, yours free, only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 88, mostly sunny skies. Let's talk to Brian Katulis. Brian Katulis is a director of democracy and public diplomacy on the national security team at the Center for American Progress. His previous experiences include work in the Near East and South Asia Directorate of the National Security Council and the policy planning staff of the Department of the State during the Clinton administration. And, Brian, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Where do we want to start? Do we want to start in Iran? Do we want to start in Afghanistan? Do we want to start in Iraq? You pick them. We'll do it.
I don't know. It seems like the Republicans want to start with same-sex marriage. With all these problems in the world, they're focusing on...
I know it.
You know, we got gas at $3 a gallon or something like this. We've got Afghanistan backsliding. We've got Iraq probably in a civil war. We've got a nuclear research program in Iran we're finally dealing with after 5 or 6 years. And we're talking about same-sex marriage in Washington. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. All right, let's start with Iran. Where are we now when it comes to Iran? Because Iran shows no signs of really wanting to back down, but yet they indicate in some degree that they want to talk to us directly.
Yeah, well, they've been showing those signs for the last couple of months. There have been back-channel discussions. They actually sent an envoy to Washington, D.C. There have been a couple of letters, including the famous letter from President Ahmadinejad. Iran wants to talk, and the question is, do we? And the step that the Bush administration took last week, I think, is a step in the right direction. Today, the European Union presented an offer from the United States and its European allies to try to entice Iran to drop its nuclear program, or at least to have it actually monitored, its civilian nuclear research program monitored in the context of international agreements. So I think that's a good thing. And the initial indications today are that Iran is reacting cautiously. You know, it seems like they're not going to just accept the terms that are offered to them. But this will be the proof of the and the test of our seriousness of whether or not we want to solve this issue peacefully and diplomatically, or if we rashly go to some sort of military option, which, you know, there aren't very good military options. So this will be the test for the Bush administration. Will they shift from kind of their autopilot into a new mode, which may actually be more effective? And I'm hopeful that they might be on Iran. So we'll see.
Why don't we just sit down and talk to them?
Well, you know, it's challenging when you got a country that's led by a guy that says we should wipe Israel off the map, and it's a country also that has actively supported terrorist groups, some of which that have attacked us and some of our allies. So that's complicating. But we have talked to the Iranians. I mean, many people don't realize, as recently as Afghanistan, 2001-2002, U.S.-Iran cooperation was key to actually helping us arm the Northern Alliance, who defeated the Taliban, or temporarily defeated the Taliban, I should say, in Afghanistan. And, you know, the Iranians and the U.S. actually have cooperated on key issues of common interest. So it just makes sense. I mean, I think we got to move beyond our bullheadedness in this particular administration and use our greatness to strike a deal that will help stabilize the Gulf region, which is the energy lifeline of the world.
So the threat of military action has pretty much gone out the window.
Well, you know, any wise diplomat and political leader should never take the threat of military action off the table. But it seems like the trend is towards a serious push in diplomacy, and that's not a bad thing. The question, again, will be, are we going to play ball, and are the Iranians going to play ball? And it'll be interesting to see how these discussions and negotiations unfold over the next weeks, months, and, you know, possibly years, depending on how broadly we want to go with the range of issues we discussed with Iran.
All right, let's move to Iraq. All right, 9 heads found along a highway in Iraq. No word yet on the fate of 50 kidnapped victims. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And yet this administration pretends we're making some kind of progress there. How can they live in this dream world?
Well, it's part of, they're caught up in their own spin cycle. And once they've staked out so many great things and said so many times that we've reached a turning point in Iraq, it's hard for them to move off of that dime and shift to the cold, grim reality of Iraq today. And it's just, every morning I wake up pretty early and look at the news in Arabic.
And there's something. There's something there.
Yeah, and it's I want to find cause for hope. But, you know, they still don't have a full unity government, even though the administration says they have a unity government. They don't have a defense and interior ministers. And these are the individuals responsible for security, which is the number one problem that Iraq is facing right now. And every day, I mean, this incident yesterday, the kidnappings of about 50 people, this took place right outside of the green zone, right outside of where the U.S. embassy and other international embassies are held. So this was right in the heart of Baghdad in broad daylight. People were kidnapped by people by imposters in Iraqi police uniforms. So it's a chaotic mess, and we actually have to change the course. The Bush administration has offered nothing but a stay the course. We're going to stand down when they stand up. Well, there's close to 250,000 Iraqi security forces, more than 250,000. They're standing up. We're not standing down, and that's the problem with the policies. We're not living up to the words and even the vision that Bush articulates.
But so that's just, you know, that whole standing up, standing down business seems to me is nothing but a slogan.
This has been foreign policy and national security by slogans for the last 5 years. I mean, Iran and this recent venture is an interesting step because they've actually finally developed a policy. But it's all been about axis of evil and, you know, bring them on and all these other things and slogans aimed at the American public. And frankly, you know, I think the American public is just at the end of their rope. I mean, they're just tired of this slogan, and they realize we need a policy. We need a policy to actually fight the terrorists. And you look at a place like Somalia. You remember Somalia?
Oh, yeah, Mogadishu is now run by Islamic militants.
Right, and this is a case where we've been actually quietly engaged with some warlords who are anti-Islamic militants, which, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but the thing is we've lost that, and there are other fronts in this broader battle against global terrorist networks. I wouldn't call it a war on terrorism because you can't fight a tactic, but there are groups out there, and we're not, because we're spending $8 to $9 billion dollars a month, billion in Iraq. We're actually focusing our resources on a situation that actually requires the Iraqis to stand up and take care of their own situation. And there are things that we can do politically and diplomatically in Iraq so that we can focus on broader threats in places like Afghanistan and, you know, Somalia and other places.
Well, you know, speaking of Afghanistan, Afghanistan is now starting to backslide.
Right, yeah. I mean, some serious incidents, and this is not unpredicted. I mean, if you go back to, like, January, February, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency testified in Congress, and he had forewarned that there are problems over the horizon in Afghanistan, in large part, and he didn't say it this way, but it's my conclusion, in large part because we didn't finish the job there. We left a mission unaccomplished, and we diverted resources and attention to an unnecessary war of choice in Iraq. We had Saddam Hussein in a box. He was, you know, contained, and we went to war in Iraq in 2003. But that actually led us to bring out, you know, some of the intelligence experts, Arabic linguists, and special forces into Iraq from Afghanistan. And lo and behold, we left the mission unaccomplished in Afghanistan. And we actually have a proposal to draw down our troops, redeploy them from Iraq, send a few more to Afghanistan, but most of them come home, you know, particularly National Guard units, to take care of the situation here at home and safeguard homeland security, you know?
Oh, Lord, is there any way out of this mess? I hate to sound like that, but is there any way out of this frickin' mess?
Well,
this administration has no way out.
Right, I think that's right. We can't turn our backs on the world, and I think there's been a trend towards isolationism, and it's just, you know, we're getting sick of this, what's in it for us in the world. And I think progressives and all sensible sorts of people in this country need to actually hold this administration to account. And they need to do that by, you know, talking to their leaders now and then going to the polls in November and basically electing folks who just won't serve as a rubber stamp for this administration, who will ask the tough questions and say, where's our policy on Iraq? What are we doing to set the course straight there? We need bolder leaders to actually ask those tough questions, and it's something we don't have in this current Republican-controlled Congress.
All right, Brian Katulis, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you being on the show again, and look forward to having you back.
Great talking to you.
All right, there's Brian Katulis. Brian is the Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. His previous experience includes work in the Near East and South Asian Directorate of the National Security Council and the policy planning staff of the Department of State during the Clinton administration. All right, four lines sitting flat open. It's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it. Four open lines at 303-713-7600. Use them or lose them. 303-713-7600. Open phones now. Breaks out at 845, 50 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're still looking at cleanup this morning across westbound I-70. We have a car versus semi-truck accident here right at Peoria. That right-hand shoulder is blocked up. And while all lanes of the highway are getting by, the Curiosity slowdowns are definitely a factor. Now, across the rest of the drive, we are still jam-packed. Eastbound 270 is thick from I-76 to Vasquez. And across southbound to I-25, your jamming begins at 112th Avenue, heading down towards 84th. And once again, from I-70 down towards Spear, the remainder of your commute is thick between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. Across our side streets, watch for a wreck at 70th and Federal, with some minor jamming in all four directions. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of 93 degrees. Currently, we're at 78 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Don't wait to make a difference. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Randy Rhodes.
Human rights, my ass. We don't care about human beings. We care about corporations. This whole freaking election cycle in 2000 started with a debate about whether or not corporations were people, whether or not they had the right to give campaign contributions, because people can, and corporations are people. When's the last time you went for a mammogram, Amex? You know, when corporations start going for colonoscopies, then they're human.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear, all on a fresh baked challah roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are, and you'll say great, and your boss will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Autos, matching down incentive is going on, which means big buck savings for you. Up to $3,000 matching. So you know what? If you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and that's up to $3,000. Or put down $1,000, they'll put down $1,000, and that's $2,000. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and that's $1,000. And at Rocky's Autos, I'll tell you what, they got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Every vehicle equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They have got some good-looking vehicles on that lot. Whatever it is you're interested in, they've got you covered from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And they've got them all at one convenient location, too. And you can also check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve. And also check out the inventory, see their TV commercials, and check out their business philosophy as well. Good, knowledgeable salespeople out there to help you out. They give you the attention you deserve. Rocky's Autos, they're the place to buy an automobile. Mary and I have been going there since 1997, and you should be going there too. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you have air ducts in your home or office? Think about what's in there for a moment. Do you know what's hanging out in there? Did you know that the EPA has a whole website dedicated to indoor pollutants? One thing you can do to help improve your indoor air quality is to get your air ducts cleaned with Mr. Vac. Call Mr. Vac and we'll send our highly trained air duct professionals to your home or office and get things cleaned out fast. Our vacuum trucks are powerful and efficient. In no time, we'll clean deep down where you can't see. We'll suck out all the dirt and dust and those nasty dust bunnies that can be a source of irritation and allergies. Go to NoDustBunnies.net to find out why size matters. Call us now and get $50 off, 303-534-4900. Mr. Vac is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and we follow all EPA guidelines. Do you have air ducts? Get them clean now with Mr. Vac and save $50. Call now, 303-534-4900, 303-534-4900, 303-534-4900.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, nothing like a little Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 88. Plenty of stuff coming up tomorrow. Big Head Todd here, Todd Park Moore. Back on the program again. It's the Todd and Jay Show tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz was going to fill in for me on Thursday, June the 29th, while I'm on vacation. And we'll also have Ed with daily commentary and comment, not daily, but weekly, every Monday morning starting at 8 a.m., and that starts very, very soon. When does that start? Does that start this Monday? Starts next Monday. Okay, so we'll have Ed on Monday at 8, and Ed will fill in for me on Thursday, June the 29th, when I'll be on vacation. It's open phones, one line open at 303-713-7600. We go to Wayne in Denver. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Okay, Jay.
Hi.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Just got a quick thought on the so-called same-sex marriage amendment. In my view, it's really thinly disguised gay bashing. And I think that somebody, hopefully in the Senate, will point out that in the early 1930s, people in Germany did the same thing. They scapegoated the gays and lesbians, and they singled them out as a way of consolidating their political base, uniting the people in opposition to a phony war, a phony threat. And that's what's going on here and now.
Ted Kennedy has called it bigotry, and you would think that people would look back and would see that this is exactly what it is. It's scapegoating. But you know what the biggest thing is where the religious right is getting used. They're getting used by the Republican Party once again, and I guess they don't realize it, or I guess they don't care, but that's what's basically happening, is they're getting used, because this thing has no chance of going anywhere. And there is the two-prong subject here of, number one, the idea that it's wrong, but number two, that as Jay Salmonese brought up earlier in the show, or John Salmonese, that we're winning, that the progressives, Joe Salmonese, I'm sorry, is his name, that the progressives are winning. That we're winning on this argument because we're winning on the priority basis, because most Americans feel that this is stupid.
I sure agree with that. The other thought I have, though, is that it's kind of a symbiotic relationship between the religious right and the Republicans. The religious right is getting a supposedly legitimate forum for their program of just a consolidated, bigoted one theory of government, one theory of religion only. So that's just about all I've got to say.
All right, pal, appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Once again, I think we're winning on the priorities argument. Because how many people out there don't care one way or the other about this, and feel that this is a total and complete waste of time? Well, the ABC News poll shows that the majority of Americans don't back the amendment. That they think that this is a total and complete waste of time. When you've got this much stuff going on around the world, and you've got this much stuff going on in this country, and here we are, we're having this debate, and then flag burning is next up. And when was the last time you remember anybody burning an American flag? Can anybody remember the last time that happened? I think it happened in the state of Tennessee. I think it might have been back about like 1994 was the last time anybody burned a flag, and I think it was a drunk teenager that did it. And so what ends up happening is we're having these frivolous debates because the Republicans are desperate. Their backs are against the wall. They've got nothing to run on. Here's Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Yeah, Hi. You're absolutely right. They are absolutely vacant for ideas. They don't have a clue about what to do next.
No.
And, I sent you that article about human trafficking and, you know, some of the quagmire we're in Iraq. When we're over there and the contractors that we hire, they don't hire Iraqis. They are going to third world countries, bringing people in and basically making them captives, taking away their passports so that these people can't leave. And, you know, the Iraqis say, well, why don't you hire us? I can't imagine that we can't find enough Iraqis in that country with the unemployment rate skyrocketing. You know, it's no wonder they go to and be insurgents.
Well, we've done this time after time. I mean, one of the things the Iraqis used to be very, very good at, one of the things that went on around Baghdad, was they used to be good at running cement factories, but instead of buying from them, we closed down all the cement factories and had the cement walls, the slabs, trucked in from Kuwait by Kellogg Brown and Root, by Halliburton.
You know, I can't imagine why anybody could support this administration and some of the antics that they do. It's no wonder we're not winning anything in Iraq.
I don't understand either, but there are those people who do, small as they may be. And we'll find out today, to a certain degree, what that sentiment's like in that very, very Republican district around Carlsbad, San Diego, California, where Francine Busby is running against this guy Bilbury, and we'll see if she can beat him today in the polling. If she does, it'll be considered a major, major upset and a big precursor to what may come down coming up in November. Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
We'll see you.
Okay. Coming up next, we got our look at Media Matters for America with Jameson Fosier, and then back to open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On beautiful energy efficient windows for your home by eliminating the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and save 40% with the American Exteriors 40% off sale.
The only number you need to know is 3037 window.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste. Or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Can be put in place to prevent another massive data leak. Lawyer Douglas Rosinski says the loss of information on 26.5 million vets has caused emotional harm.
All veterans should be vigilant and take appropriate actions. Those have caused much consternation amongst my clients.
The suit seeks $1,000 in damages for each harmed veteran. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A dozen men picked up with five minors over the weekend in Toronto are being arraigned in connection with what authorities say was a plot to carry out a string of Al-Qaeda-inspired attacks. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
The charge papers have been released against these men. They don't detail more than we know really already. It just breaks down who was more involved and who was involved in perhaps trying to procure the ammonium nitrate.
Another harrowing chapter in the case of two young women mixed up after a fatal highway crash in Indiana. Crews in northern Michigan have exhumed the body of Laura Van Ryn from the cemetery where it was believed Whitney Cerak was buried. Nearly a week ago came the shocking news that Cerak had survived, was being mistaken for Van Ryn. Tehran is signaling it's ready to consider more carefully a package of incentives delivered to Iranian leaders today by EU official Javier Solana. U.S. diplomats say the incentives include an offer of nuclear technology if Iran abandons uranium enrichment. Reporter Yasin Fodin says the Iranians did make mention of some ambiguities in the package.
The Iranians could be concerned that the time lag between their acceptance of the deal, their possible acceptance of the deal, and the actual receipt of benefits could be too long.
Harsh words this morning for Justice Department official Matthew Friedlich over the government's investigations of journalists for publishing leaked information.
You should be ashamed of yourself, or your superiors should be ashamed of themselves.
That's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, the panel's chair. Senator Arlen Specter says Congress never intended for espionage laws to be used against reporters. The Vatican has issued a 57-page document declaring that traditional families never been more threatened than it is today. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco says it specifically targets several perceived evils.
It condemns in vitro fertilization, artificial insemination, and the use of embryos. The document issued today by the Pontifical Council for the Family says the human being has the right to be generated, not produced, to come to life not in virtue of an artificial process, but of a human act between a man and a woman.
And a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage is being debated for a second day in the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 49. This is CBS News.
The Goodyear Calling All Cars Tire Sale is right up my alley because I'm a car. Hey, I'm driving here. And since cars need pampering, I'm revved up about all the great deals on popular Goodyear tires. Plus, with a qualifying purchase, I can get my treads tapping with a limited edition Cars original soundtrack and up to a $100 Goodyear cash card. The Goodyear Calling All Cars Tire Sale makes me happy to be a car.
See Disney and Pixar's Cars in theaters June 9th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the participating retailer near you. Sale and mail-in offers end June 17th. Restrictions apply.
Every year I get itchier and itchier.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratching can do real damage. New Maximum Strength Lanacane penetrates skin twice as fast with powerful itch-stopping medicine. Plus an antibacterial helps kill germs. Ah, that's better.
I haven't seen digging like that since you put in a petunia.
New Maximum Strength Lanacane stops the itch, saves your skin. Use only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Senate beginning debate on a proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard sponsored the amendment. He told his colleagues on the Senate floor the debate is not intended to be divisive.
We have a duty to, at the very least, discuss the state of marriage in America.
Allard says he wants lawmakers and not judges to decide who should be allowed to get married. More than 100 Air Force Academy cadets will get a first-hand look at how the service operates during war this summer. They'll spend a month in Kuwait and Qatar while deployed with Air Force units supporting campaigns in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The deployments began with cadets heading out Sunday. They're part of a larger program that sends cadets to Air Force bases abroad during the summer between their junior and senior years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, this morning's drive is actually pretty slow to thin out. In fact, along eastbound 6th Avenue, just before Sheridan, we actually had a crash, actually right before Federal. Two cars tied up on the right-hand shoulder with backups to Sheridan. Now, luckily, all lanes of the highway are clear, but you are still looking at stop-and-go traffic in the area. Across westbound I-70 at Peoria, we had a late crash involving a car and a semi-truck. That's now cleared off to the shoulder as well, but we are still left over with some heavy traffic across I-70 in both directions right at Peoria. Now, across I-25, southbounders are still dealing with heavy traffic between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge, as well as northbound I-25 running between 225 and Yale. Those southbound lanes of I-225 coming out of Aurora are still thick between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast calls for a high.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit at EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Marriage and abortion, and ignores a lot of other issues that have to do with what people value and how we treat the poor and the sick and the elderly as a society and things like that. And that's something we've seen, you know, for the last 20 years or so. It wasn't too long ago, though, when people talked about values, when people talked about religion in a public policy sense, they were talking about progressive values. They were talking about equality and how we treat each other and things like that. Now the media, when they use the word values, they're just talking about whether or not you want to discriminate against gay people and ban abortion. And that has sort of a trickle-down effect. Most voters, in seeing this constant reference to Democrats being out of touch on values, sort of internalize that.
You know, and as progressives, I mean, we keep getting pounded that way in the media. I mean, I heard Chris Matthews yesterday, and I don't remember the Democrat that he was referring to, but he said, well, you know, so-and-so's a pretty good guy, even though he's a Democrat. Yeah, you know, what do you mean? What does that mean, Chris? I mean, what does that? What does that mean? Democrats are like bad people?
You know, it sort of reminds me of about a year ago, Wolf Blitzer saying to Paul Begala that he didn't know if Begala was a good Catholic because he was a Democrat.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And Blitzer said he was joking, and you know, I have no reason to believe he wasn't joking. And Begala seems to agree that he was, but Begala rightfully took some offense at it that you wouldn't make that joke. No reporter would make that joke about a conservative Republican.
I mean, our authenticity is always questioned, yet theirs never seems to be questioned in the media, and I know that's not my imagination.
Sure, you saw the spate of stories in 2004, maybe spring, summer of 2004, about John Kerry and whether or not he was a good Catholic because he was pro-choice and maybe he should be denied communion and all that. You never see stories about Republican candidates or conservative candidates who support the death penalty and the Iraq War, which are also things that the church is against. You never see stories about them being denied communion or speculation that they should be denied communion or that they're out of touch or bad Catholics or anything like that. It's this very narrowly defined abortion and gay rights is how the media discusses any issues of values or of religious matters or anything like that. And that's not accurate, and that's not, I think, the way most people see the world. But when you hear in the media just over and over again the shorthand that Democrats are out of sync on values, that has an effect.
Yeah, it definitely does. 9:11, 11 minutes after 9, Jameson Fosier here, a managing director of Media Matters for America. All right, I saw this, and I couldn't believe she did this, but ABC's shipment on Gore. Just a look at his face, I don't think any of us could take him at his word. She's calling him a liar, basically, based on the way he looked on a television shot.
She is, and this is, you know, exactly the kind of coverage that Al Gore has gotten for the last 6 or 7 years in the media. He just gets basically called a liar by journalists and without any basis. In this case, she's referring to a statement of his about not having any plans to run for president again.
Not making the so-called Sherman statement.
Right, right. And she says, just look at his face. You can't take him at his word. Who could imagine a reporter saying that about John McCain or George Bush or most other political figures, for that matter, but certainly most conservatives? It just wouldn't happen. And this whole notion that Gore is a liar is based, as has been extensively documented by a whole host of people, on a series of incidents in 1999 and 2000 where the media misquoted him. They made up quotes that they attributed to him that they then criticized him for exaggerating. It was really an extraordinary circumstance, but it still colors how the media reports on Al Gore. They still view him, though they don't provide any specific examples of him being a liar. They still portray him as one.
Do you think it keeps him from running?
You know, I don't have any idea what he's going to do.
He's got to be aware, though, of that kind of press coverage that he received.
He has to think about it. I mean, I don't know that there's been a candidate for president in modern American history who got as uniformly negative and sneering coverage from the media as he did, and inaccurately so. So I think he does need to think about it. I think all progressives, though, who are thinking about either running for president or taking on any other kind of leadership role need to recognize that Gore may have gotten it the worst, but this is now a consistent pattern that we're seeing. Bill Clinton got a coverage from the media that's certainly not consistent with what George Bush has gotten. He got relentlessly hounded for a series of non-scandals. Al Gore was constantly called a liar. Howard Dean was crazy. John Kerry was a flip-flopper. And if you look at all of these things, they're not either not based in reality or their Republican opponents at the time you could have said the same thing about, but the media never did. And so I think it's about time that people recognize that it's not just a matter of flawed candidates or flawed progressive leaders that the media is picking on. Any progressive that emerges is going to get treated this way until we see some real change in the way our media goes about its business.
All right, here's one. Limbaugh admitted to airing a call from a phony liberal bashing Lieutenant Colonel in Iraq, but continued to hold out hope the officer was real.
Yeah, this is kind of funny in a sad way. Last week, Limbaugh aired a phone call from somebody who claimed to be an Air Force officer in Iraq who trashed liberals the whole time and said that he and his fellow folks over there in Iraq only listen to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and don't like the liberals and rambled on and on and on. And it was pretty obviously a fake phone call to anybody listening to it or reading the transcript. And sure enough, a couple days later, Limbaugh acknowledged that it wasn't real and that the Air Force had sort of contacted him to complain that he was, you know, falsely portraying this guy as one of them. But he still, at the end, was hoping against hope, I guess, that this was actually a real member of the Air Force who had called him to trash liberals because he speculated that, you know, now maybe the Air Force is lying to me.
Huh. All right. You know, NPR and PBS are considered by many progressives and many liberals as being untouchable, as being the place to go for news and information. Yet there is just as much bias coming out of those two sources as anywhere else. And here's one, Glenn Ifill. This one gets me. Glenn Ifill on the preponderance of coffee shops in Red, Arizona. Maybe that explains John McCain.
Yeah, this was a sort of bizarre little sequence she had where she was talking about a study that detailed the number of Starbucks coffee houses in so-called blue states and so-called red states and found that blue states have more Starbuckses. And she seemed to think that might mean something about people in these states. And that's a pretty dubious proposition to begin with. But she then noted that the red state with the most coffee shops was Arizona and said maybe that explains John McCain. Now, the implication there, I suppose, is that John McCain is some sort of liberal. If you sort of follow the bizarre coffee logic through.
Right.
But that, as we all know, just isn't true. John McCain, on the vast majority of issues, is a very conservative senator. He'll tell you that. His voting record will tell you that. He's strongly anti-choice. He's strongly anti-gay rights. He's been with the administration on the Iraq War, on tax cuts, on issue after issue. He's very conservative, but the media, which loves John McCain, can't help portraying him as a moderate or even a liberal Republican.
So, you know, PBS and NPR are not those great bastions of objectivity that they claim that they are.
Well, I think it illustrates just how thoroughly the conservative misinformation that we see in the media really affects every news source out there. It's you know, not a problem that's limited to Rush Limbaugh, if anybody still thinks that that's the case. If you come to our website on any given day, you'll see just as many items about the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, PBS, as you'll see about Fox News and Rush Limbaugh. That isn't to say that some news outlets aren't worse than the others, but anybody who still thinks at this point that, you know, the problem is Limbaugh and Fox, and if you just stick to the New York Times and PBS, you're sadly mistaken. It was, to go back again to Al Gore, it wasn't Rush Limbaugh that made up some of those false quotes they attributed to Al Gore. It was the New York Times and the Washington Post that falsely claimed that Al Gore had claimed to discover Love Canal. He never said that. And it wasn't Rush Limbaugh who made that up. It was the New York Times.
Mm. All right, one last one. Ignoring a Senate vote, Beck claimed liberals wanted to rape illegal immigrants by preventing them from obtaining Social Security.
Yeah, well, that one pretty much speaks for itself. The thing you need to know about Glenn Beck is that he's not just this rabid right-wing talk show host. He's a guy who CNN has hired to host a hour-long broadcast every night on Headline News, and this is the kind of person that they're putting on the air. And that's unfortunately something that we see a lot of. Just this morning, NBC's Today Show put Ann Coulter on television to promote her new book, in which she says that 9/11 widows were basically glad that their spouses died. She's a lunatic and just a far-right person who has no credibility on any issue, and Today Show hosts her not infrequently.
Yeah, and you see Bill Bennett on CNN on their morning show.
Bill Bennett on CNN. Today Show, again, another person they love to have on is Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is a direct competitor of Keith Olbermann, who works for MSNBC, which is affiliated with NBC and the Today Show. The Today Show is not only promoting Bill O'Reilly and his hateful speech and his lies, but he's actually a competitor of theirs.
Yeah, well, maybe next time they get him on, they'll ask him about his, the Malmé story that he perpetrated, and there's the lie about the American servicemen and the Nazis, and that he's never apologized for.
No, and I wouldn't expect him to.
No, me neither. Jameson, thank you so much. It's good to have you on again, and good to hear your voice, and we'll talk to you again real, real soon.
Take care, Jay.
All right, there's Jameson Fosier, Managing Director for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. If this is the most worthwhile organization out there, I am a constant contributor, and you should be too, and it's a great place to keep track of the right-wing media in this country. All right, back to open phones here at 303-713-7600. The topic is open. Anything you want to talk about?
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
922, 22 minutes after 9, one line open at 303-713-7600. Dogs have an uncanny ability to pick up on our moods. That's because they're sensitive to the atmosphere. And what about your dog? Can your dog pick up on your mood? I know Coco and Jackson can definitely pick up on Mary and I's mood, Mary and I mood. And you know what? They know when we're in a good mood. They know when we're in a bad mood. And they know when we're sad and when we're silly and when we're mad. And, you know, they get all of that. And Coco is for a Welsh Corgi. Is an extremely sensitive dog, and of course Jackie for a Minpin is very, very ferocious. But you know, the health of your puppy depends on how you take care of them, and Purina One can help with two puppy formulas to choose from: growth and development formula or large breed puppy formula. Both are made with DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk for vision and brain development. Real lamb or chicken is the first ingredient. Both are made with rice to be gentle on the puppy's stomach. Try Purina One and see the healthy difference in your puppy. Now, if you have a puppy or an adult dog, there's a Purina One formula that's right for your pet, no matter what the age. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today, and take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco, where the pets go.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. All right. And Big Ed Todd tomorrow. Todd Parker Moore. Todd Parker Moore tomorrow. Jay and Todd Show. Or the Todd and Jay Show tomorrow. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a Todd and Jay Wednesday. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's been really delightful listening to Big Head Todd. He's really great.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I just I wanted to talk a little bit about the nature of a constitutional amendment. It's, you know, the president kept referring to how it deserves a vote of the people and that
right.
The people need a voice. The people don't get to vote on constitutional amendments. Constitutional amendments are decided by the, you know, the 98, you know, the 100 senators, 98 of whom don't represent you, and 435 representatives, you know, 434 of whom don't represent you, and at least 38 state legislatures, you know, 37 of which are in states that you don't live in. So it's you know, there's no, the people don't get a voice at all in a constitutional amendment. It's very undemocratic.
Well, it's not only undemocratic. I'll tell you something that really scares me. How would you like this idea? How would you like it if we put civil rights up for a vote in this country?
Well, absolutely. And, it's somewhat to a degree like that in the state. You know, the constitutional amendment being proposed to ban gay marriage here in Colorado, it's an amendment to the Bill of Rights of the Colorado State Constitution.
Right. The whole thing is, to me, is creepy. I mean, it's creepy on so many different levels. How George W. Bush stands up there and says that with a straight face is beyond me. But he does. He does.
It's beyond me, too.
He does it, and so do other people. And how people would want to take civil... You know what? Suppose for those people who think that taking civil rights and taking somebody's civil liberties and putting them up for a vote is correct, then if we can do it for one segment of society, what's to stop us from going and doing it from another segment of society?
Exactly. You know, the whichever direction the political winds they happen to be blowing at the moment, you know, determines whoever's rights get trampled on. It's there's nothing fair about that.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't understand this whole can of worms. And then you get into this whole other thing about how Republicans, and you know what? Forget Republicans. Listen to this. Don't you think most people want the federal government out of their bedrooms?
Absolutely.
Then why would people welcome this? Why would people welcome putting the federal government into their bedroom?
I don't understand it. I mean, you know, the traditional conservative viewpoint is less government control, and, you know, obviously the Republican Party has completely abandoned their principles.
Yeah, I guess there are no conservatives left. I guess you know, when we use the word conservative or right wing.
Exactly.
I guess we're talking about a different animal.
There's an implication that, you know, because they're not acting conservative, therefore they must be acting liberal, and that's also false.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. It's weird. It's just a weird kind of deal. I mean, it's a weird deal what they've morphed into. I'm not sure exactly what you would call them. I don't know exactly what they would be, and I don't know how moderates or you know, everyday, you know, just moderate Republicans who might have thought, okay, well, you know, listen, we're in a time of war and we don't want to make a change, and you know, the Republicans are better equipped to handle things security wise, which obviously has shown that they're not, but that they are. And then they wake up one morning and we have something like Wayne Allard introducing this bill, and they're off on this other track. I wonder where they feel they belong or where they feel that they fit in. It must be terrible to not be able to fit in any place, to go and listen to the conservative talking head stations, and what they're doing is they're just repeating GOP talking points over there and defending the status quo. And then hear us, and maybe they buy a little bit of what we're saying, but maybe they don't buy a lot of what we're saying. But I sometimes wonder if the average person thinks in that kind of a black and white kind of, like, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat type of viewpoint, or if they think that, you know, they're frustrated because they feel like they're just shut out of the debate.
You know, I don't think they think in those terms, because, you know, I saw two polls actually in the last couple of days where less than 1% of the people polled thought that gay marriage was, you know, the most important moral issue that the Congress should be dealing with right now.
Hmm. I wonder if they'll take it out. I wonder if people will take the people of Colorado will take this out on Wayne Allard.
You know, I don't know, but there's, you know, before Wayne Allard comes up for reelection, we've got, you know, four constitutional issues and, well, three constitutional, one referendum with regards to gay marriage here in the state of Colorado. And, you know, people need to get out and vote this November. You know, ultimately, those four issues are going to end up in the courts. And, you know, there's another race this year that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, which is attorney general. We need to make sure that we don't have John Feathers, a Colorado Springs Republican, you know, in the attorney general's office, the person who's going to end up litigating these issues.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree 100%. Thanks, Michael. Great call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dottie in Boulder. Dottie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I was listening on the way into work about an hour ago to your interview concerning the estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe at the end of that article, you indicated you gave out Kim Salazar's Colorado phone number.
Right.
And asked us to call him because he was on the fence as far as, I guess the word is repealing. Is that right? Repealing
right.
The tax. I did call his office when I got to work about 45 minutes ago, and I told him I urged Ken Salazar to vote to not repeal it. And the first thing the reception person who answered the phone said was, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls because Air America has been telling people incorrectly that Ken Salazar is not for.
No, that's not what we said. I never said that he was not.
Or
for.
That he was, or that he was on the fence.
That he was wobbly. Yeah.
Okay. They said that he said Air America is misinformed. Ken Salazar is definitely not going to vote to repeal the estate tax. He is not on the fence. He is not wobbly.
Well, you know, I got the information from the Boston Globe in a Sunday column that ran, which named Ken Salazar. So.
Okay. Well, they are trying to tell people that he is not on the fence. He is going to vote to keep the estate tax, and that wherever you got your information from, they were incorrect.
Yeah, the Boston
Globe. And I thought
Globe.
It's important to let people know because, I mean, we have enough things to call Ken for to tell him how to vote. There's no reason people should be wasting their time and his office's time telling him to vote the way we want him to vote, the way he's already going to vote, so that we can, you know, focus on the next issue, I think, whatever
yeah.
that's going to be.
I think you're right.
But he was very clear that that Ken Salazar is definitely, I said, so he's not worried about protecting the farmers. He said, no, he understands the issue, and he's going to vote to keep the estate tax.
Well, that's good. That's good news. So that's good news.
Very good news, yes.
Yeah, it's
and
very
good news.
I just
thought it'd be good for your listeners to know that.
All right, Dottie, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's 9:30. Actually, it's 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, luckily, this morning's drive is just about wrapped up. All of our crashes are cleared from the drive. What we're left with is two patches of slow traffic heading across northbound I-25, right between 225 and Yale, making your way out of the tech center. And right in this stretch, keep in mind that northbound 25 Yale off-ramp that was shut down for about a month has now been reopened, so you can feel free to use that ramp once again. Our other patch of slowing lies along southbound I-225, right between Yosemite and I-25, making your way into the tech center. But outside of this, we are off to a great start into the midday drive. In today's forecast, we'll see the high up around 93 degrees.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hudia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Get the good stuff. Father's Day is right around the corner, so stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store for a Father's Day gift your dad is going to love. The Vice Grip 3-Piece Groove Lock Tool Set. And right now, you can get it for just $59.99. Hey, with the press and slide button that adjusts the pliers up to 50% faster, this set can help dad tackle any project. The Vice Grip 3-Piece Groove Lock Tool Set, just $59.99. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Store is a place to go. 303-423-7171.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call XL Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your XL Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. XL Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. XL is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But if you drive first stumbles of the morning here. 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10. High today, 88, mostly sunny skies. And don't forget tomorrow, Todd Park Moore will be here. Big Head Todd. It's the Todd and Jay Show tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, so you won't want to forget to join us. And who knows what other surprises we'll come up with. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Sharon in Arvada. Sharon, hi, you're on AM 760.
I got it. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was talking to someone else.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead and talk to him. We'd love to listen. We'd like to hear what you got to say. Go ahead.
I was just calling about the death tax. I do work, and I'm at work right now. So
it's called the estate tax.
The
Republicans call it the death tax as a clever propaganda ploy, but it's the estate tax.
I know. I'm just viewing some websites right now about about they're calling it the death tax. Will be fully repealed only in 2010. The onerous death tax with rates ranging from 37% to 55% will be reinstated only 1 year after it's repealed. They're talking about hitting businesses.
Who are they?
The beef organizations.
Yeah,
which is sad because
big agribusiness.
Yeah, because the small guys who are in the business are getting killed.
But that's not true. That's a fallacy. It doesn't affect the small person, and it doesn't affect the small family farm. And when they were asked, when big agribusiness was asked to prove that, and was asked to come forward and give an example of that, they couldn't give one example of it.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is that unfortunately, because of the misinformation by the big guys playing victim, then the small guys in the long run end up getting hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, from stuff like that. But part of it is just part of a bigger picture. Another thing that people have forgotten about today is the 62nd anniversary of D-Day. And I think people have forgotten about what the generation who fought for the true middle class have done. Perfect example was this morning Ann Coulter talking about how we should support the thing on marriage because 85% of it passed in Mississippi.
Yeah, Ann Coulter's. Ann Coulter needs electroshock therapy from a couple of 12-volt batteries.
Randy Rhodes says it best is that the cocaine and the bulimia have done her well.
Yeah, I mean, she's just out of it. I wouldn't be that cruel. I wouldn't give her that much credit to know how to put a straw up her nose.
I know, but unfortunately, people are buying her stuff as fact, and it was funny because even Matt Lauer took her to task, and she couldn't come up. You could tell she had to listen for a response in her headphones this morning. But it's just part of a bigger picture that I think people have forgotten about the struggles and what, you know, we have to, in this year and by 2008, we need to recall what our true values are as far as working people and what, the struggles that really took place to create opportunity for all of us that people like, unfortunately, Ann Coulter and Tom DeLay and George Bush are running into the ground and, you know, the things that people fought for so that all of us could have a decent life, and they're going away because, unfortunately, people like that. But that's all I had to say.
I agree.
So.
You know, it would have been a great question for Matt Lauer to ask her. Would have been, and how many liberals died in D-Day? Wonder what she would have said.
Right. Well, she probably didn't care, you know, because it doesn't promote her agenda, but it's funny how she tries to go on the attack, and I know I work with the spouse of a local newscaster who says that the two people they cannot stand to interview are John Caldera and Ann Coulter.
I've debated Ann Coulter before. She's very, very rough to deal with.
It's not even on any kind of fact. It's like if they ever reinstate the fairness doctrine again, most of those people would go away.
They'd be in trouble. You're right. They'd be filling out attack forms as you used to have to do in the old days. Sharon, thank you. I appreciate your call. And call again.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, thank God I'm, not plugged in as much to the mainstream media as I used to be. And then I'm very careful about what I watch and what I'm exposed to. Because people like, and I'll tell you what happened, too. I got an argument with Ann Coulter. She wrote the column about how after 9/11 we should convert all the Muslims to Christianity at the point of a sword. And I got into an argument with her about that, doesn't that make us just as bad as the people who we're fighting against? And blah, 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 and around and around and around and around and around she and I went. So, considering I was on a conservative radio station and was sitting in as one part of the morning show, what they turned around and did was, what the morning host did was, he made it up to her by letting her co-host with him for a couple of hours as kind of a type thing to me. And I thought, you know what, I really don't give a damn. And then one time she was on the air and I refused to talk to her. I wouldn't give her the time of day. She's one really, really sick human being. 303-713-7600, one line open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones. Wendy, in Greeley. Wendy, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
The issue of, you know, George Bush standing up there saying, we're going to take this constitutional amendment to the people. I've been asking friends, family, coworkers questions about how our government, how it's set up, how it's supposed to work. I think the vast majority of Americans really need to take a civics class. They don't understand the government. They don't know how it works.
Yeah, I run into that a lot, too. I get a lot of that, too.
Would that be a viable issue for the Democratic Party to pick up? I mean, literally start off?
No, I think it's information that you learn as a kid, but it's not information, unless you're involved in it, that you're required to use all the time. So you have some kind of, well, somewhat of a hazy understanding of it, but you really don't have a specific understanding of it because you're not always asked to, you know, to cough up the information. I have a friend who told me that Roe versus Wade will never be overturned. And I said, well, how do you figure that? And this person said, well, because the president is a lame duck. And it was like, yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the president.
Yeah.
It has to do with the South Dakota legislature and various other legislatures and the fact that it's working its way through the federal courts and eventually will go to the Supreme Court where the radical right hopes to get it overturned. And they didn't know how that worked, and I wasn't going to explain that to them. I just let it go.
Well, time after time, I have to explain to people the difference between constitutional law and common law. You know, one is subject to the full vote, and the other is not. It's for the individual rights. And people don't understand that. They just don't. You know, they get it all mixed up, and then they start yelling and shouting about, judges that make law. Well, judges are supposed.
Well, you know that whole over activist judge stuff. When these judges on the benches that are conservative, when they do what the administration and the administration supporters like, then they're okay. When they don't, they're over activist, and it doesn't make any difference, you know, what political stripe they may be.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Terry Schiavo situation, those judges predominantly were conservative, and Tom DeLay threatened them and railed against them as being overactive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, activist judges, get out of here with that.
Yeah. Well, the presidential branch does not want any checks and balances.
No.
Congress wants, you know, suddenly is screaming like a scalded cat because somebody went into their chamber, no matter who it was, and raided their papers.
Yeah, the FBI.
All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, it's happening to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. You're exactly right. Wendy, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open at...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has got their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500. You got $3,000. towards your next automobile, and man, have they got a selection out there that you just can't beat. The cleanest late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, even the original sports cars, which the original American sports car, which is the Corvette. They've got a few of those out there. That bright yellow one out there is particularly nice-looking. You know, I wish we were in a time when we didn't burn fossil fuel, but we are in a time when we do. And if you need good, reliable transportation, maybe a second car, or maybe you need a car, the best place to get the most bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos. Every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's their summer hours, so you got plenty of time to go ahead and get out there and get some shopping done. Check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve out there. And check out the inventory, see their business philosophy, and watch their TV commercials as well. Rocky's Autos, great folks to deal with, 63rd and Federal.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
48 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 88, mostly sunny. You know, it says in the Morning Man Handbook you're supposed to give the temperature every time. Do I do that? Sometimes I forget to do it. I used to give it all the time, and now I don't do it. I got to get my act together here. So high today, 88, mostly sunny, and it looks like it's going to be a very nice day out today. At least we hope it will be. Did it rain yesterday? Did it rain last night? It rained a little bit around my house. Did have a little bit of thunderstorms. You know, we ran out of time today on the story about TV reporters decry a drop in Iraqi coverage. Is the American public losing interest in what's going on in Iraq? And we'll cover that tomorrow. Todd Park Moore will be here, Big Head Todd, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And it's a Todd and Jay show tomorrow, and he's going to be here, and we'll get into it tomorrow along with some other stuff. What else do we have planned for tomorrow? Right now, John Turk, do we know? We'll just have to see what comes up. I thought we had something from The Nation about Max Backus of Montana, I believe, yeah. Okay, and so we'll have that and some other stuff going on. Here's Pete in Wheat Ridge, who's been hanging on. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
Hey, if I'm wondering if there's going to be some discussion of the government's or the state's interest in defining a marriage between a man and a woman. What's the legitimate interest of the government there? And if they're going to define a marriage as between a man and a woman, how are they going to define a man and a woman? If their interest is in child rearing or family rearing or something like that, is there going to be a fertility test, a fecundity test to make sure that the people getting married are able to produce children? Are they going to...
God, I don't know.
Are they going to ask us to drop our pants and prove, are you really a man? Can you show me? Are you really a woman? What about people who are past child-rearing age or people who don't even want to have children? Are they allowed to get married if they aren't essentially functionally a man or a woman for the state's interest? I mean, who's going to define this?
See, I don't know. And when you brought up the first beginning part of it about the compelling interest, I don't know what is the compelling interest of the state other than health considerations.
Yeah, I can see some compelling interest in some states are concerned about having sound homes for children or bringing up the next generation, or, you know, there's nations in the world who have falling birth rates. They're concerned about birth rates, and they want to promote that. But to promote that, you've got to be able to show that you're going to be able to produce children. Well, are we going to have to, show some judge something about our bodies? And how about the people who have actual, genital differences? The difference between man and woman is not absolutely in biology and in nature black and white. It's about, there's a small fraction of people who actually are bits of in between. And are they going to be forbidden from marrying?
I don't know.
There's medical cases of people who you might say aren't fully a woman because they can't bear children. They don't have a complete uterus or whatever they have.
I don't know. I don't know. But I think that most of us would probably agree that we don't want the government involved in that. And this, but this whole thing, this whole gay rights thing, first of all, it's a civil rights situation that we shouldn't run away from, and that we shouldn't allow the Republicans or the right wing to push us around about. But on the other hand, there's a time and a place for everything. In other words, if you go to a restaurant, they don't serve you dessert first and then the rest of the meal. You get the rest of the meal first and then you order dessert. And with all we have on our plate now, with everything that's going on, or maybe a better way to put it is all we have on our menu now, now's not the time to order dessert. Now's the time to get to the main course. And the main course is we've got men and women who are dying in a foreign country with no exit strategy, and maybe we ought to start looking at that. And we've also got a healthcare system that is rapidly unraveling, and maybe we ought to start taking a look at that. And we've got a deficit that's growing at a rapid rate, and maybe we ought to start taking a look at that. Plus, you got people who are scraping by because of gas prices, and maybe we ought to start taking a look at that. But instead, Wayne Allard and his friends are going to do this. Ridiculous.
I feel like, what business of the government is it? What's in my pants, or what's in my bedroom, or what I say I am? If I behave civilly in society and I pay my taxes and I obey laws that have to do with each other's safety and I participate in education and things like that, what business is it of them? What goes on under my underwear? It's not the government's business.
No, I agree 100%. I think it's a total and complete waste of time to have this debate at this particular time. I think it's frivolous.
I think it's almost a kind of voyeurism that Allard and them want to try and peer into our lives in some creepy way and make the government support their creepy peeping.
I just can't believe Wayne Allard's going to run for Senate again. I mean, I'd be too embarrassed if I were him. Pete, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck.
Right. Wouldn't you be embarrassed if you were Wayne Allard to be involved in this whole thing? I wouldn't want to run again. I'd want to run away from it. You were one of the people that had a hand in starting this whole business. Let's go to Jeremy in Glendale. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Both drinks, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, on the estate tax, man, the left and the right, they're both wrong, man. The right is like, to hell with everybody, let them keep it all. And the left is like, well, we got to take like 90% of it or as much as we can.
No, that's not what anybody on the left is saying. Where do you get that? Quote me one notable economist such as Paul Krugman or anybody else on the left who's claiming that the left says that you got to take 90% of it.
Well, I don't know about economists, but I know.
Well, I mean, that's who you're talking about. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about that's saying that you got to take 90% of it?
Well, like if you were Big Ed Tyler on last Thursday, I think he said, take like 90% of it. So here's my thing, right? The reason they're both wrong is, if you look at a small business, like a family-owned business.
The estate tax doesn't touch a small business. What is the cap on the estate tax? Can you tell me at the current time?
I believe it's $6 million.
It's higher than that.
Is it higher than that? Last time I heard it was like $6 million.
When Todd said that, he said it in jest. No one is talking about taking 90% of anything.
Yeah, you're right. I probably took that too literally. But,
kidding.
I look at it like this. With the estate tax, you look at the personal assets and, like, the family business assets, and separate the family business assets. You say, okay, they're worth $10 million after business, because nobody should have to sell off their business or part of their business assets.
Nobody is talking about anybody. Nobody is talking about anybody having to sell off part of their business to be. They're only talking. The only people we're talking about being affected here are the ultra rich who own estates. That's why they call it estate tax. We're talking about people like the Waltons who own more money than you'll ever see in if you lived 20 lives. That's who we're talking about. Those are the people that are lobbying. Those are the people that are lobbying the hardest to kill the thing because they're the ones that don't want to have to pay. Go do some research on the estate tax and go look it up. Go look it up.
You, Jay. Hey, let me recommend a book for you real quick if you haven't already read it. Did you read the Millionaire Next Door?
No.
It's a good book, man. It's got some numbers in there talking about the percentage of self-made millionaires and their backgrounds and things like that.
Yeah.
Awesome book. It really opens up your eyes.
Okay, well, you know what? I got a book for you. Read David Sirota's book about hostile takeover.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, man. Take care.
See you on the beach, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so, buddy. Is there a beach around here? I didn't know there was one. What do you want me to do? Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, Jay. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I got to make it fast. Hey, I don't know if anyone's talked about the basic right of pursuit to happiness, but, I mean, you could argue this on a fundamental level on the Bill of Rights, that if you're impeding someone's right to be happy, you've got a constitutional argument the ACLU could bring up.
Yeah, you could.
And I mean, and another thing is, aren't laws designed to protect you from physical, you know, like, let's say you don't want people burning crosses in your lawn or breaking your windows or stealing your car or raping your wife. What? How does it hurt anybody physically, mentally, in any way? So, I mean, as a threat, as a natural law, I don't understand where they have a leg to stand on. Third, scientifically, they're starting to understand through the Human Genome Project that actually homosexual people have a smaller hypothalamus, which could indicate that this is actually a genetic issue, which would mean trying to tell someone not to be gay is like trying to tell them to go to bed at night and make their hair a different color in the morning.
I'm with you 100%, man. I do not understand any of it, Glenn. Thank you for the call, man. Good points, and I'm glad you called.
All right,
that's it for today. And Todd and Jay tomorrow here on AM 760, Progressive.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup.